7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in the walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh no, no, we don't lose. Oh no, no, we get loose. Oh no, no, how about you?
Hey, how about you? How about round that afternoon you come on through? That'll take a man right out his blues.
But she got worse, that'll ride around too. That'll really, that'll put me in the mood. Cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few. And we gon' make the most of the time that we do. God, she gon' fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dupe. I'm a dude, always on the up and up. She gon' tell her friends that the gold has been hitting the rough. Had to stick away for a sec while the chunk of bump. Bumping that fun, yeah, side stay lit. I don't need a cheap to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. Cause I found out with the grind, out to the piff like nah. No smoke, I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope. But she can keep me cool, calm, that's dope.
And I said, ooh.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are talking and my back's against the wall, I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable.
Come on.
For all the times I gave up midway,
all of them.
For listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember?
I just know I came too far to quit now.
Quit now.
Plus I'm still hungry, need templates. So relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track.
Okay.
His story lines up with his glory, all facts.
Okay.
And I'm just knowing so thankful for that.
Thank
when
you.
I realized where he took me from, I cried. Cause I remember how I felt when I ain't had none.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ay. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ay.
Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Well, it's the penultimate game of a six-game homestand, the first of which of the year, the 2023 season continues here in this Saturday evening. Welcome once again to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. I'm Josh Warden. Pleased to be with you for Game 5 with Frisco checking in at 7-6 on the season, trying to get back to two games over 500. Arkansas is 9-4, tied for first in their division, which is the same for Frisco as well. Frisco splitting a couple of games yesterday, a 13-5 victory in a game that was resumed from Thursday, when that game was suspended due to weather. Frisco led 9-0, and they closed it out in relatively undramatic fashion. 13-5 the win, then a 7-inning game followed last night, and Arkansas took a 7-1 victory in the nightcap. So it comes down to the final 2 days to decide which of these teams will win this series, or will we just win three apiece and call it a week? We'll see between the two teams currently tied for first in their respective divisions. On the mound today for the Arkansas Travelers is the number 6 prospect in the Seattle Mariners organization. Brian Wu takes the hill for the Travs. He has not had a decision yet. He's a 2.25 ERA to his name, former 6th-round pick out of Cal Poly. His counterpart for the Frisco Rough Riders, a UCLA product drafted in 2019. In the second round, Ryan Garcia out of LaSalle High School in Pasadena and then played for the Bruins of UCLA. He gets his third start of the season. Ryan Garcia, who has made 2 starts, 7 innings, and 3 earned runs so far. He is 0-1 on the season. Well, speaking of pitchers, we had a little interview yesterday with Justin Slayton. We're going to play the second part of that interview, and I think this was the best part of the two. Justin kind of talking about his trajectory to professional baseball, when that became a reality to him. That wasn't always the case, if he would even play college baseball at all. And then once he did, going to New Mexico, wasn't always clear that he would ever play beyond that 4-year institution with the Lobos. So, Frisco Rough Riders relief pitcher and a Texas native, Justin Slayton, joins us on the pregame show when we return. First pitch today is at 7:05 between the Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers. Justin Slayton after this on the pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back in the pregame show. Let's hear this interview from Justin Slayton, the relief pitcher for the Frisco Rough Riders. The first question I asked him here in part two of this interview, again, was 7:05, the first pitch today between the Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers. I asked him when it became a reality that professional baseball could be in his future. Obviously, pretty much every kid who plays baseball growing up wants to be a star player for the major league team, but for every player that actually does make it to the professional ranks, there's a moment when they realize, okay, this actually could happen. So we start out with Justin Slayton answering, when did that become a reality for him?
Yeah, I would say it kind of happened in the summer after my sophomore year of college. I was coming off a little bit of a down year in my sophomore year, and I went and played summer ball in the Northwoods League for the Eau Claire Express and had a tremendous experience there. The coaching staff was incredible. My teammates were incredible, and I learned a lot about myself that summer and was able to figure a few things out on the mound that I was able to then take into my junior year at college. And then with the help of a new pitching coach at New Mexico, Brandon Higlin, I mean, his effort and dedication, you know, meant the world not only to me and our pitching staff, and that really turned things around. It was after that summer I started getting, you know, calls from MLB teams, and there were quite a few teams that had made trips down to Albuquerque to come and talk with me in the fall of my junior year. And then just kind of as the season went on, there would be more and more scouts like showing up to some of the starts that I was making. And then, you know, it wasn't until like one of the first teams, I pretty much knew it was going to happen. I didn't know when, but then teams kind of started talking, you know, this is kind of where we're viewing you and taking you and this and that. As the season was going on, I was just continuing to throw well. And then I think that's probably when it set in that I knew that it was a reality. I knew that I was going to be getting drafted, and I knew that it was going to be high enough that I wouldn't be going into school and or going back to school rather. But yeah, I would say that just like pretty much that whole junior year of college was a fun time.
Yeah. Once you started to realize, okay, I might make this a reality and play baseball beyond college, did that kind of change your outlook on other things in life? I mean, it's one thing to think, okay, I'll play a few years and then move on to some other career, and that's, you might live your life a different way. What other things surrounding baseball did that change?
Yeah, I mean, I would say like the biggest thing that it changed was just kind of like my perspective on life and just being able to like go to New Mexico. I made a ton of great friends, and that was like one of the hardest things like about getting drafted. Of course, it was my dream, and it was something I was pursuing, you know, ever since I stepped foot on college campus. But just like after that third year, like leaving and having to leave behind some of like my, you know, really good friends, best friends still to this day that I talk to, and just like realize that, you know, it's no, like, yes, we are getting to play a kid's game, but it's something I'm getting paid to do. And just being able to like look at it from the standpoint of like, you know, a lot of my teammates were also really great players and they didn't get the opportunity that I've gotten. And so I'm just, you know, the perspective of just not taking a day for granted and just like coming out here every single day and just having a good attitude, even when things are going bad, just being able to have a good attitude and finding something in each day that you enjoy, something that makes you happy, and just being able to like pass it down, whether it's signing autographs for a kid, you know, taking a few minutes to talk to a couple fans, this and that, like whatever it may be, just being able to find like something good that's going on in you know, in the everyday lifestyle of being a minor league baseball player.
I love it. Last thing for you, Justin. It's Justin Slayton joining us here on the show. To be back in your home state, too, is pretty cool, I'm sure, to pitch at the AA level and for an organization based here in Texas with the Rangers. What's that been like for you to go from an area where you may know you started to become a reality, I could be a pro baseball player, but you didn't know if you get drafted by Toronto or signed with Miami. You know, you could go a lot of places, but you stayed in the Lone Star State. What's that been like for you?
It's been awesome. I mean, it was quite the shock on draft day, to be honest with you. I really had never thought, I'd had a couple conversations with the Rangers, but never thought that they were going to be one of the teams that selected me. And that's pretty much how it goes for most people that you talk to, is like, oh, I really thought I was going to go here or here, and it never really works out that way. And to say that I was shocked whenever I was on the phone with my agent and he was like, he called me and they're two picks away, says you're going to be a Texas Ranger, and just to hear that through the phone, I was like, oh my gosh, the team that I grew up going to games with my parents, with my friends all the time, and man, it was a surreal moment for sure. And I know it made, you know, my family and my friends back home super excited, because it's a dream for them too, to be able to make it to AA and come and play in Frisco. It makes it super easy on my family to get out here and watch, because I went to college 12 hours away from home and then played my first year in Spokane, Washington, and then North Carolina. So to be able to like be in Frisco and represent this organization, represent this state, means the world to me.
That's awesome. Well, we're glad you're here, glad you're with the organization and pitching well and healthy and all that. So we really appreciate that. Thanks for your time, Justin.
Thank you.
All right, stay with us on the Riders Baseball Network.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more, as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
A couple minutes away from first pitch between the Arkansas Travelers and the Frisco Rough Riders. Let's get the starting lineup for both teams, beginning with Mike Freeman's crew. The first-year manager for the Travs fills out his lineup as follows. Leading off and playing shortstop, Leo Rivas. Hitting second, and the first baseman, Robbie Tenarowitz, leading the league in RBIs. Batting third, the right fielder, Robert Perez Jr. Hitting cleanup, the DH, Isaiah Gilliam. Hitting in the five hole, the third baseman, Josh Morgan, his series debut. Hitting sixth, and the catcher, Matt Scheffler. Behind him in the lineup, and the second baseman, Connor Hoover. Hitting eighth, and playing left field, Riley Unroe, and the center fielder, rounding out the nine, Tanner Kerwer. On the hill is Brian Wu, his counterpart, Ryan Garcia. We will get to Frisco's starting lineup. Leading off for the Rough Riders playing center field, it's Kellen Strom. Following him is the shortstop, Luis Angel Acuna. Then it's Dio Arias, the DH, Justin Harris in left field. Thomas Sejasi at second base. Nick Tanelu is the first baseman. Trevor Hover batting seventh, the right fielder. Jax Biggers hits eighth, the third baseman. And David Garcia rounds out the nine and is the backstop. There's the starting lineups. First pitch after this on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights, so bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride!
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-19. Is flying to third. The throw is not in time. On the second for one, Acuna to first. Got it, double play. A high drive deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hover on opening day.
There's the payoff, swung on and whipped.
He makes the sliding catch, and the Rough Riders are playoff bound.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in, he's under it, he makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
Ryan Garcia all ready to take the ball for the Rough Riders and the Travelers. It's game five of this six-game series in Frisco, Texas, and we're happy to have you along on this Saturday night. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you as Leo Rivas is set to go against Ryan Garcia. And the Rough Riders look to avenge their loss last night to the Travelers 7-1 through four games of this series. Each team has taken two games apiece. The Rough Riders coming in at 7-6, the Travelers at 9-4, each tied for first place in their respective divisions. Ryan Garcia, the right-hander out of UCLA, gets set to go to start us off. He squares his shoulders towards home plate. The right-hander against the left-hander, Leo Rivas, in the box. He winds back, and away we go from Frisco. It's a fastball on the outside corner at the knees for a strike. And we are officially underway at 7:06 with the game's first pitch. Bit of a chilly day on this Saturday. 60 degrees and cloudy, the first pitch temp. The offering is on the upper edge outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. Leo Rivas, 3-for-14 in the series. Rough Riders have allowed some runs and scored some runs in this series. The pitch is fouled away left side, and it's still 0-2 on Rivas. Last night, the Travelers scored 7 runs, which was the most runs the Rough Riders have allowed this year. The Rough Riders in the prior two games scored 22 combined runs, a 9 spot, and 13 more. The 0-2 off the outside corner in the dirt, and it's 1-2 on the shortstop for the Travelers leading things off. Ryan Garcia is making his home debut in this start today. It's his third start of the season. 7 innings for the right-hander. He's allowed 3 runs, 0-1 record, a 3.86 ERA. The pitch slips outside, and it's 2-2. Opponents hitting just 208 against him, 7 strikeouts to 4 walks. As he winds back here in the 2-2. In the air, down the left field line and foul out of play. It's still 0-2. Garcia, the Arcadia, California native, went to UCLA for his schooling, where he was the Pac-12 Pitcher of the Year in 2019 and was drafted in the second round by the Rangers in that year's draft. He works from the middle of the slab. Black glove at the belt, raises just below his chin, winds back and fires in the 2-2. Just off the outside corner with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. And we've run full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. This will be the 8th pitch of the plate appearance to Leo Rivas. Here she comes. Swing and a miss, got him. Change up downstairs, and Ryan Garcia wins the battle. It's the first out of the game on the first strikeout from Ryan Garcia. Well, that's a perfect example of the arsenal for Garcia. He'll be very fastball heavy overall, but he likes that changeup. He's a fastball, curveball, slider, changeup pitcher. 4-pitch mix. And he deals with Robbie Tanerowitz now, who's the best hitter in the Texas League this year. First pitch to the right-handed hitter. On the inside corner for a strike. We had the fastball, and it's 0-1. A couple former Pac-12 foes going at it. Tanerowitz out of Cal. Garcia, UCLA, the 0-1. Swing and a foul back into Garcia's glove, and it's 0-2. That's something you're going to notice early on. We have a Ryan Garcia pitching and a David Garcia catching, so you'll hear a lot of Garcias all over the place. They are both very aware that they have the same last name. No relation, the pitch. Inside, it's 1 ball and 2 strikes, and David Garcia was joking with Ryan earlier in spring training that they both have to make it to the big leagues, so then there'll be 3 Garcias in the big leagues with Adolis Garcia added on to that. 1-2 pitch. Off the outside corner, kicks up some chalk in the left-handed batter's box, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Let's go over the rest of the defense for the Rough Riders behind Ryan Garcia. It's Dustin Harris in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Trevor Hover in right field. Jax Biggers has third base, Luis Angel Acuna at short, 2-2. High drive, deep left field. Harris back to the warning track, looking up at the wall, and it's long gone. Robbie Tanerowitz has done it again, his 4th home run of the season. And the average on-base percentage, slugging, and OPS leader in the Texas League just adds on to his numbers. It's 1-0 Arkansas in the first. A 363-foot home run, 100 miles an hour off the bat. Picks on the in-touch home run terrace, the short porch, and has himself a home run with one out here in the first inning. Here's Robert Perez Jr. First pitch is off the outside corner, 1 ball and 0 strikes. Well, Robbie Tanerowitz has just been murder against the Rough Riders in this series. He's now 9-for-15, the pitch. Curve fits to the outer edge for a strike, 1-1 in this series. 9-for-15, 5 RBIs as well. It's his 3rd extra base hit. 1-1. Down the heart of the plate is strike. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Perez Jr., who himself has 3 homers in this set. 1-2. Off the outside corner in the dirt. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 1-0 Arkansas. They draw first blood tonight, just as they did yesterday in the 2nd game of the quasi-doubleheader. When Arkansas has scored first in this series, Frisco's only come from behind to win it 1 time. The 2-2. High off the outside corner, 3 balls and 2 strikes. So now, in the 5 games of the series, they've scored first in 4 of them. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Perez Jr. Garcia back into his wind in the payoff. Ground ball, left side of the infield. Acuna from short has it. Couple crow hops and fires across. Beats him by half a step, and there are 2 away. Isaiah Gilliam to the dish. Gilliam playing in his 9th game, hitting .296, couple homers, 6 RBIs. One of those homers coming in this series. That was back in game 2. 1-0 Arkansas. Top half of the first. The pitch. Off the outside corner, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. Let's finish up those last 2 defenders for you. On the right side of the infield, it's Thomas Sejasi at 2nd. And Nick Tanelu at 1st base for the Rough Riders in their cream tops today. The 1-0. Letter high, just a tick out of the zone. Not by much. 2 balls, no strikes. Garcia looks in for his sign again. He's got it, looking underneath the brim of a red ball cap. 2-0. Rip and a miss. Fastball by him, and it's two balls and one strike. Garcia's not going to blow that fastball by you with velocity very often, but because he works the other three pitches that he has off of that fastball so well in his mix, the fastball will sneak up on you. 2-1. Down low and inside. It's three balls and one strike. It'll only top out about 93 miles an hour, but he'll mainly work it in the 92 to 93 mile an hour range. He's back into his wind in the 3-1. Fouled back. We're 3-2 again. It's the third batter out of four faced in this first inning. He's gone full two. A lot of pitches. Here comes his 26th of the first inning. And time called right before it. Pitch clock violation for ball four. So Garcia took too much time. And the pitch clock runs out on him. That brings former Rough Rider Josh Morgan to the plate. Good to see Josh Morgan back here for the first time since 2021 as a member of the Travs. Morgan was a member of the 2018 Rough Riders and then started on opening day in 2019 as well, but broke his hamate bone when he was hit by a pitch on opening day. The pitch. There's a high pop-up on the infield. A lot of wind tonight, and it's playing with it. Nick Tanelu under it at first base, and he makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in the first inning. One run across, though, on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Solo home run for Robbie Tanerowitz. And Arkansas leads 1-0 to the bottom of the first on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Roughriders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday the 4th of July with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Arkansas draws first blood in the top of the first inning with a solo home run by Robbie Tanerowitz. And now it's the Rough Riders' turn to go to work against Brian Wu. The right-hander, the number six prospect in the Mariners organization, goes to work against Kellen Strom to lead things off for the Rough Riders. Wind back in the first pitch. Low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Brian Wu, a three-pitch mix, fastball, slider, and changeup. And he's making his third start of the season. The 1-0. Off the outside corner, two balls and no strikes to Strong. Eight innings this year between those two starts. He's allowed two runs, both earned. Struck out 12 batters and walked two. 2-0. Strong watches outside. 96-mile-an-hour fastball from Wu, and it's three balls and no strikes. Brian Wu, part of a very talented rotation, not only here in Arkansas, but talented pitching core in the Mariners staff, the 3-0. Off the outside corner, ball four, and it's a four-pitch walk to start things to Kellen Strom. Right away, the Rough Riders have base runners here in the first inning. There's Luis Angel Acuña to the plate, 1-0 Arkansas. Bottom of the first inning, nobody out, one on. Well, walks were not necessarily a huge problem for Wu last year. 22 walks in 57 innings a season ago. Here's the stretch by the right-hander. And the first pitch to Acuna. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. But it's always something that any opposing pitcher has to be very aware of against this Rough Riders team. A very patient team overall, even without Evan Carter in the lineup today. The Rough Riders have the most walks out of any team in the Texas League on offense this year. The 1-0. Slips outside, two balls, no strikes, and it's six straight out of the zone by Wu to begin his night. And Matt Scheffler will go out and chat with the right-hander. The Rough Riders had drawn 68 walks in their first 13 games this year. That's an average every night of five walks per game. And you think about how many extra base runners that is from the opposing pitching staff. You're getting a lot of traffic on the base paths that shouldn't necessarily be on there. You're just helping out this Rough Riders offense.
And I think that's a big thing that hurt Frisco yesterday. They only scored one run in the game. They didn't have Dustin Harris or Evan Carter in the starting lineup. They're the top two guys in walks so far this season with 25 in total.
Only drew three walks yesterday in that seven-inning game. 2-0 pitch. Fits onto the outside corner for a strike with a fastball, and there's his first strike of the game. It's 2-1. And no Evan Carter, no Dustin Harris. And that led to a one run on four hits performance for the Riders in that nightcap. 2-1 pitch to Acuna. Wu, a long hold. He fires. Bottom of the zone for a called strike, and it's 2-2. Sean Sparling has balls and strikes, our home plate umpire. Trevor Matthews is our first base umpire, and Alex Nash is down the third baseline normally, but he's behind second base, behind the mound, I should say, in front of second with a runner at first. The 2-2. Off the outside corner and low. Three balls and two strikes, and Wu having trouble here in the first inning with his command. You already saw Garcia throw 25 pitches in the first. Only 14 strikes. Payoff pitch will have to wait. A throw goes over to first to check on Strom, who's 2-for-2 in steals this year, and he's back in. He holds the bag. Tenerowitz holding the baseball in the air, making sure that he didn't take his hand off the bag. Still three balls and two strikes on Acuna, who ripped a grand slam in game three of this series. Payoff pitch. Slow topper. Left side of the mound. Past Wu. Third baseman Morgan comes up. Fires onto first. Not in time. Acuna beats it out. An infield single to third base. Strom down to second, and the Rough Riders have two aboard to start their bottom of the first, trailing 1-0. Acuna crunched it right into the ground and then immediately started running. Morgan came up on a do-or-die play. If he would have barehanded it, he might have had a chance, but it was going to his left, so a tough play to barehand for a right-handed thrower. He went with the glove, the transfer, and Acuna was able to beat it out for a base hit in the infield. A 7-for-18 series for Luis Angel Acuna now. And that brings Dio Edias to the plate. Edias in from the right side. He has three homers in this series. And time called right before the pitch came in. It's a pitch clock violation on Wu. So one ball and no strikes. Called by home plate umpire Sean Sparling. Edias already aboard, or I should say already ahead, against a pitcher who struggled with his command in the first inning. 1-0 pitch to Edias. On the outside corner at the knees for a strike.
I think there's a little communication problem, too, with the signs. Wu, you know, get the pitch clock violation, ran out of time. He went right to his hat to check his car to make sure he's on the same page with his battery mate about what the signs even are.
On the same page here, the 1-1. Cut on and missed on a breaking ball down the heart of the plate. It's one ball and two strikes on Edias. It's 4-for-10 in this series with those three homers. Two of them on Wednesday and one on Thursday. 1-2 pitch. High off the outside corner, two balls and two strikes. It's an Arkansas team that's the best offensive team in the Texas League. Rough Riders middle in the pack in a bunch of categories, but kind of trending towards that upper third a little bit. Runners take their leads from first and second. Nobody out. The 2-2. Fouled straight back, and it's still two balls, two strikes. Let's set the defense for Arkansas behind Brian Wu. It's Riley Unroe in left, Tanner Kerwer in center, and Robert Perez Jr. in right field. Josh Morgan at third, Leo Rivas at shortstop, Connor Hoover at second, Robbie Tenerowitz at first base, and Matt Scheffler does the catching for Brian Wu, who offers in the 2-2 pitch. Line foul right side. It's still two balls and two strikes. Really good Saturday night crowd here in Frisco. Almost the entire seating bowl to our left on the third base side is full. It's Girl Scout night and Girl Power night. Good crowd looking to go crazy here with Adias. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Blew it by him with a fastball for strike three. There's the first strikeout for Brian Wu, and there's one away in the first. Dustin Harris steps in. 1-0 Arkansas. Rough Riders with runners at first and second. And now one out for Harris, who, as we talked about, has had a proclivity for walks in the early part of this season. Three walks in this series, though he's 0 for 10 at the plate. Look back towards second, the pitch. Off the outside corner, it misses, and it's one ball and no strikes. Harris just hitting 209. A home run and six RBIs through 12 games. A guy who, when he went down with injury last year in August, was leading the Rough Riders in RBIs and top five in the league, the pitch. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 1-1, and an RBI opportunity for him here in the first inning. Stands slightly open stance, straight-legged. White batting gloves against a black bat. Holds it over his left shoulder. And Wu looks back towards second. Issues in the 1-1. On the inside corner for a strike at the knees. A lot of fastballs from Brian Wu. He has Harris one ball and two strikes now. Seen a few sliders, but not a ton. That fastball is a very good pitch. He lifts the leg and brings in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Scheffler hangs on to the foul tip for strike three, and there are two outs. Wu can get out of trouble with the strikeouts. A season ago, 84 Ks in 57 innings. Only 16 starts for the right-hander coming off Tommy John surgery. Here's Thomas Sajacian from the right side. No batting gloves. He's got sleeves on today with a bit of the cold temperature and the wind. The pitch. Just off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Sajacian 4 for 16 in this series. He's ripped a couple doubles as well. Wu ready from the stretch. Peers back at second. And the 1-0. Breaking ball, hit off the end of the bat, floater into shallow right center field, it falls for a base hit. Strom getting waved around third, he comes in to score. Acuna stopped at third as the throw is high, but Scheffler able to corral it. And we are tied at one. RBI single for Thomas Sajacy off the end of the bat. Strom coming in to score easily from second with there being two outs, he was going all the way on contact. Acuna at third, runners at the corners, two outs, and Nick Tanelu steps in.
I think it's funny how the two strikeouts bring you down so much, but then without those two strikeouts on that single, I really don't know if Kellen Strom scores. He would have had to have waited for a while, then maybe stops at third, and then let's say you put the two strikeouts after that, you go scoreless there. Now you kind of look at it, not that it's a good thing there were two strikeouts, but it's a zero-run ball game right now for Frisco if there was one out there, not two.
It's a silver lining. We'll say that.
Yeah, we'll say that.
Nick Tanelu in from the right side. The pitch. Fastball outside corner. Clips it for a strike. At the bottom of the zone. 0-1. Tanelu playing in his third game for the Rough Riders this year. A man who has played in 700-plus minor league games. In the course of his career. Wu in the 0-1. Line drive down the right field line. Perez chasing in, and he makes the catch, runs it down, and Tanelu is robbed of potential extra bases. The Rough Riders are robbed of another run, but each team trades a tally in the first inning. We're tied at one as we go to the top of the second inning on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, each team gets a run in the first inning. We're tied at 1-1 into the top of the second. Matt Scheffler, Connor Hoover, Riley Unroe, the three due up. It's 6-7-8 in the Arkansas order against the Rough Riders. Ryan Garcia threw 25 pitches in the first inning. He deals home his first here. It's down low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. 25 pitches, 14 for strikes. He looks in for a sign. He's got it from David Garcia. The pitch slips low and away. Two balls, no strikes on Scheffler, who's 2-for-8 in the series, playing in his eighth game this year with the Trams. Ryan Garcia is a very interesting part of this rotation, the 2-0. High fly ball to left center field. Strom started in, now traces back slightly into left center. He's under it to make the catch. One out for Connor Hoover, 1-1 our score. This Rough Riders rotation has so many prospects, from Owen White to Jack Leiter to T.K. Roby. And then you have a guy like Ryan Garcia, who's a former prospect. A guy who's dealt with his fair share of injuries over the course of his career, missing time with Tommy John surgery and three different lat strains. The pitch, high and inside on Hoover, the left-handed batter, and it's one ball and no strikes. And it's a guy who, had he stayed healthy, would probably be a pretty highly touted prospect. The 1-0. This is high of the zone. And it's two balls and no strikes, missed with a changeup there. In a lot of ways, he throws very similarly to, and he has a very similar story to, Cody Bradford. The former Baylor lefty, the pitch. High, and it's three balls and no strikes. Who's now up in AAA with a sub-1 ERA and four starts. Not a guy who's going to overpower you with the fastball. Really good four-pitch mix. 3-0. Misses high off the outside corner for ball four. And it's the second walk that he's issued today. Riley Unroe makes his way to the plate. 1-1 our score, top of the second. Garcia's going to mix up his speeds, going to stay out of the middle of the plate, stay away from hard contact, and that's how he's going to get his outs. Also strike out a fair share of batters for his lack in velocity, very similar to Cody Bradford. Quick throw over to first, and Hoover's back in safely. Bradford sometimes won't even reach 90 miles an hour with his fastball. Garcia throws a little bit harder than that, but still, it works very well up in the zone. Gets some swings and misses. He deals home. There's a high pop-up back behind home, foul territory, over near us, and it's going to drop in front of us, a foul ball. 0-1. Working ahead on Riley Unruh, the left fielder and longtime minor league veteran, like a lot of these guys in Arkansas. Unruh going to turn 28 later this year in August. Garcia ready from the stretch with one down. The pitch off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Pull side shift on the infield for Unruh. Acuna behind the bag at second base in his shortstop position. Tied at one. The pitch off the outside corner. 2-1. Garcia toes the rubber on top of the beautifully crafted morphological mound. He stretches. And the right-hander, the 2-1 pitch. Fits onto the outside corner for a strike. And it's 2-2. Unruh playing in his 10th game of the season. We saw him last year mostly at shortstop for the Arkansas Travelers. He's out in left field playing a little bit of anywhere defensively, wherever he can fit. High black socks. And Garcia delivers home. Swing and a foul back into Garcia's glove. Back pick down to first, not in time, but it's strike three on Riley Unruh. There's the second out of the inning on the second strikeout by Garcia. That brings Tanner Kerwer to the plate. 1-1 our score, top of the second inning. This is game 5 of 6 between the Rough Riders and the Travelers. This is the only time that we'll see Arkansas here at Riders Field this year. Saw them twice in the very beginning of the season come here last year. And a throw goes over to first base, not in time. The Rough Riders took 11 of 18 from Arkansas last year. They'll only see them 12 times this year, and they're tied at 2 games apiece. Garcia's pitch. A bunt for Kerwer down the third baseline. Garcia off the hill. Fields plenty of time and a high throw down the right field line. Skits up into the seats. And that allows Hoover over to third. So Tanner Kerwer up to second, Hoover to third on what should have ended the inning. Ryan Garcia had plenty of time and maybe too much time, just short-armed it on a high throw to Tanelu at first base. E1 all the way on the throw. Well, the second best team in all of minor league baseball defensively by fielding percentage, the Frisco Rough Riders with an early error. And another scoring opportunity now for the Travs. Everyone on the infield comes up on the mound, surrounding Garcia, and says he's good to go. Two outs and two in scoring position now for the Travelers. Well, now Garcia's going to have to try to work out of his own mess. That's just the Rough Riders' 6th error this season as a team, and we're in game number 14 of the year. Garcia stretches and delivers. That's on the inside corner for a strike. Rivas showed bunt and pulled back. It's 0-1. Interestingly enough, out of the 6 errors, 3 of those errors have been on Rough Riders pitchers. Theo McDowell, Jack Leiter, and now Ryan Garcia. So the Rough Riders fielders have been immaculate this year. The pitch off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Tied at 1, top of the second inning. Rivas struck out back in the first in an 8-pitch at-bat. That drove up Ryan Garcia's pitch count. The offering. That's on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2 now. That was his 41st pitch that he's thrown. So a lot of work early on for Garcia, who went 5 innings in his first start and 2 in his second. The pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Acuna at short has it in the shift behind the second base bag and fires across in time to get Leo Rivas. And the side comes to a close in the second. No runs on, no hits, an error, and 2 left on base. Ryan Garcia commits to the throwing error but is able to work out of trouble without allowing a run. Bottom of the second inning coming up. It's 1-1 our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet-and-greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tied at one into the bottom of the second inning as Ryan Garcia worked out of trouble. Brian Wu now back to work after allowing a run in the first. Bottom third of the order due up. It's Trevor Hubbard who started for the Rough Riders. Wu, the right-hander, back into his wind in the pinch. On the inside corner to the left-handed batting Hover, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders trying to find some extended runs against Wu, who has only allowed three now total this year. The pitch. Low off the outside corner, and it's 1-1, including the one that the Rough Riders got in the first. Brian Wu was a sixth-round selection by the Mariners. The pitch. Down low and inside, it's 2-1. That was in the 2021 draft out of Cal Poly. He was one of those guys at Cal Poly who showed some promise and figured to be one of those really talented pitchers, the offering. Rip and a miss, and it's 2-2. But never really got to show it. He was mostly a reliever, actually, during his time with the Mustangs. In 31 total games in college, he only started 6 games. He would have started more his last year there, except for he had to undergo Tommy John surgery, the pitch. Ground ball foul. No, swung on and missed. Back behind home. Dropped by the catcher Scheffler and Hover down to first base. He reaches on the drop third strike. And it's a strikeout and a wild pitch. And allows Hover to reach at first base. So it's the third strikeout for Brian Wu, but Hover aboard. What has been a pretty sloppy game overall to begin this Saturday night. Jax Biggers steps in. And here comes Carlos Cardoza down the third baseline to talk to Sean Sparling, the home plate umpire. And I wonder why Carlos Cardoza is arguing. Or I wonder if he just wants an explanation. Looks like we're good to go as he'll head back to the third base coaching box. Jax Biggers in from the left side. Runner at first, nobody out. Bottom of the second inning, 1-1 our score. Wu ready from the stretch. He kicks and fires. High off the outside corner. 1-0. Oh, so Wu missed a lot of that time his last year at Cal Poly because of Tommy John surgery and was drafted by the Mariners knowing he wouldn't pitch in 2021. The 1-0. Misses high of the zone, and it's 2-0. So he only made 16 starts in 2022 coming back from surgery. So really, this is his first full season coming off the injury. 2-0 pitch. High off the outside corner, 3-0. It's always kind of a question mark as to what you're going to see for a guy coming off Tommy John surgery. How's the velocity going to look? How effective are they going to be in their command? Brian Wu looked pretty good. Made 3 starts in the Arizona League. And then six starts in A-ball Modesto, and then seven in high A Everett. The 3-0. Inside corner is strike. 3-1. And between all those stops, a 1-4 record, a 4.11 ERA, but a ton of strikeouts, 84 Ks in 57 innings. He kicks in the 3-1. Rip foul left side into the concourse level. Watch out. I think that hit off the TV on the road to the show wall. Hopefully it's okay.
I think you're right. I saw the same thing.
Three balls and two strikes.
Almost took your name off there.
It's about time.
It's been 2 weeks.
Baker steps out. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out, runner at first base, 1-1 our score, bottom of the second. Wu ready from the stretch, and the right-hander brings it home. Fouled away, left side, still three balls, two strikes. A lot of pitches being thrown by both these pitchers early on. Ryan Garcia threw 25 pitches in the first. Wu countered with 24 in his bottom half of the first. Garcia is up to 42 pitches now through two innings. And Wu offers home his 35th. Tie off the outside corner for ball four. Well, runners at first and second for the Rough Riders without the aid of a hit. And David Garcia climbs in. Rough Riders trying to take advantage. Time call to Michael Peoples, the pitching coach, will head out of the dugout and have a chat with Brian Wu.
The other thing you were talking about with the TJ and getting drafted, in that process, he had his appendix removed, like, during that time, had a line drive off his face, like, right when he was coming back. This is so many things. I mean, a lot of guys have had Tommy John, sure. Like, it's not, doesn't make it easy for any guy to do it, but it's a story that's been told, but you just add on thing after thing, it can bog a guy down. And so yeah. I'm impressed by his ability to weather through that right at the beginning of his professional career and say this isn't going to stop me, I'm going to fight through it. And he's shown good numbers, comes in with an ERA under 2.3.
My friend is trying to change that, and they can early on. The starter throws this many pitches, starts giving up a few runs in the first couple innings, you can knock him out of the game. David Garcia is the perfect guy to try and do it. He's 5-for-7 in this series. Open stance, switch hitter from the left side. Runners at first and second. First pitch. He shows bunt, pulls back, and takes on the outside corner at the knees for a strike. A 96-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 0-1. Corners pinch in for Arkansas, expecting the bunt again from Garcia. Here she comes. He swings away and fouls it straight back. 0-2. That's what you got to watch out for. There's no more terrifying thought than a first baseman with a left-handed batter up there expecting a bunt, and that guy keeps his bat back and takes a big rip at it.
But now that Tenerowitz backs up, I wonder if Garcia now will, well, I guess now that there's two strikes, he won't. But it would have been funny, a little chess match.
Wu from the stretch and the 0-2 pitch on the way to Garcia. Slider misses outside, and it's 1-2. The Rough Riders countering an Arkansas solo homer in the first with an RBI single from Thomas Sejasi. Those are our two runs tonight. Right-hander readies. He brings in the 1-2. Garcia takes low. A gutsy take on a fastball near the zone. It's 2-2. Hover takes his lead from second. Biggers has better speed at first. 2-2. A fly ball hit well into left center field. Unroh going back. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Hover tags but bluffs onto third. And a loud fly ball to left field is the first out of the second. Well, the wind is blowing in at 17 miles an hour from right center field. We're not going to see the ball carry like we did earlier in this series when it was 23 miles an hour blowing out to left field. The wind has changed a little bit with the storms in the last couple days coming through this Frisco area. And so ball is not nearly going to carry as well as it has. Not saying that that ball would have gotten out, but it's definitely a deeper fly ball if it's hit 2 days ago. Here's Kellen Strom. First pitch. Slider top of the zone for a strike, 0-1. Tied at one. Runners at first and second. One out. Top of the order now for the Rough Riders. Strom walked and scored in the first. 0-1 pitch. Inside, and it's one ball and one strike. That first pitch strike from Wu was the first strike that Strom has seen tonight. He walked on four pitches in his first plate appearance. Wu has his sign. He's ready from the stretch. 1-1 pitch. Rip and a miss. Blew it right by him. 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 1-2. Kellen Strom off to a slow start, though he is still walking, as he is known to do. That walk, his fourth of the series, though he's just 1-for-13. Trying to bust out of the slump with a big day. 1-2 pitch. Off the outside corner with a slider, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Luis Angel Acuna looms on deck for the Rough Riders. They shade Strom to the opposite field in right center. Slight pull side shift on the infield. 2-2. Low off the outside corner with a slider, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. This is what Strom can do. Works the count from 1-2 to full. Runners take their leads from first and second once again. Woo the payoff. Fouled straight back into the netting, and it's still 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tied at one. Wu stretches, first base side of the rubber. Payoff. Strike three called. Got him at the bottom of the zone with a fastball. He sits down Kellen Strom. And there are two away. Very similar innings, the first two frames for the Rough Riders. Luis Angel Acuna steps in. 4 Ks now for Wu. The Rough Riders in the first got the first two runners aboard. The next two were retired, and then Sajacy, an RBI single to right center field. Here in inning number two, first two have reached. The next two have been sat down. And we'll see what happens. Here's Luis Angel Acuna, who singled in the first. The pitch. He fouls it back. Off to the right side, 0-1. Acuna with a grand slam in game three. His 5 RBI night was a career high. And somebody's getting booed. Man, what happened?
I'm assuming a kid didn't get a souvenir. Someone stole. I don't know. I didn't see.
It's got to be an adult got the ball and the kid didn't. As the pitch misses, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. It's the only thing that will draw those kind of boos in the minors.
You got to give it to the kid. It sounded almost like he took it away from the kid, like he ripped it out of the kid's grasp. I didn't see that, but it was a pretty hefty disapproval from the crowd.
1-1. Chopper up the middle. Second baseman Hoover has it, takes it to the second base bag, steps on it, and there's the final out of the second. No runs for the Rough Riders on no hits. No errors and 2 left of the base pass. Top of the third inning coming up. It's Arkansas 1 and Frisco 1. Josh Warden on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network and Valley's Live.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, both teams with a run in the first inning. Both teams scoreless in the second. And now Robbie Tanerowitz and the Arkansas Travelers will try to reclaim the lead in the top of the third. A 1-1 ball game. Ryan Garcia returns to the hill to face the 2-3-4 hitters for the Travs. Tanerowitz, who homered in the first inning to provide Arkansas's one run. The Rough Riders responded with a one spot of their own. Tanerowitz steps in, the right-hand hitter against right-hand pitcher of Ryan Garcia. Infield plays straight up. Outfield pretty much the same. First pitch of the inning is taken for a strike. That middle infield pinch just a bit towards the middle. To the right-hand hitting Tanerowitz. Like Zach said, Cal Golden Bear, Pac-12 guy against UCLA pitcher. The 0-1, breaking ball, stays a bit high towards the outside, ball one. Tanerowitz is from California. He actually grew up in a town with a Division I college program, but that wasn't the one that he ultimately went to. He went to Berkeley. 1-1 pitch, Tanerowitz hits it foul right behind home plate. Grew up in Moraga, California, home of the Gaels of St. Mary's College. Pretty good program, not Power 5 conference, but had some good players over the years, but elected to go to the Pac-12 school of Cal. Facing the UCLA pitcher, Garcia into the wind for the 1-2 pitch. It's up and in, ball two. To Robbie Tanerowitz hitting .457. Leading the team, five doubles leading the team, three home runs tied for the team lead. And 22 RBIs, including a solo home run today. The 2-2 pitch is swung on, hit high and foul down the right field side. And will land well into the stands. Keeps it a 2-2 count to the leadoff man this inning here in the third. Tie score, one run apiece between the white-clad Rough Riders with the red ball caps and the camo tan-topped Arkansas Travelers with the gray pants. The 2-2 offering from Garcia swung on, a chopper toward short. Two hops into the backhanded glove of Luis Angel Acuna. Throws to Tanalu, and Tanerowitz is put away. One down in the third. Nobody on base. Robert Perez Jr., the batter. A .277 average. And three home runs himself, tied for the team lead with the guy who just grounded out. Right-hand hitter again. But the base is empty. Time is called as Dustin Harris has to jog out to the warning track to retrieve a baseball that some kids lost over in the grassy berm in left field. One out, nobody on for Robert Perez Jr., the right fielder today. His first time in Double-A baseball for Perez in the 2023 season. Played in Triple-A previously and Single-A, but never Double-A. First pitch to him is swung on, hard hit right towards Acuna. Again, he backhands. Again, he takes his time. Again, he throws to first. And again, he puts him out. Two straight 6-3 putouts on back-to-back pitches. And there's two down here in the third inning. It's a 1-1 tie. Isaiah Gilliam is the hitter. It's Ryan Garcia hoping for his first 1-2-3 inning. Had a scoreless second, but endured an error that he himself made. And a walk, stranded both. First pitch to Gilliam is cut on and missed. First left-hand batter of the inning, cleanup hitter. 26-year-old from Georgia facing Ryan Garcia, himself a 25-year-old. The average age at the AA level, about 24 and a half. The 0-1 is inside the batter's box. Gilliam jumps away from it and then kind of has his momentum take him over the plate, just barely avoiding the
that 92-mile-an-hour fastball from Ryan Garcia. Garcia back into the wind for the 1-1 pitch. It is taken low. And ball two to Isaiah Gilliam. Garcia, like I said, the UCLA product, grew up in Southern California, went to high school in Pasadena at LaSalle. Born and raised in Arcadia, California, about 30 miles east of the UCLA campus. 2-1 pitch is taken. And just off the outside corner, ball three. Three balls and a strike to Isaiah Gilliam. With nobody on base here, infield shifted to the right with Acuna almost directly behind second base. The 3-1 pitch is swung on and missed, and a pitch tailing off the outside corner. And Gilliam goes after it, loads the count full. Gilliam walked on a pitch clock violation on a 3-2 count. Garcia never threw the payoff pitch. He has a payoff now to Gilliam. He throws in time, cut on and missed. Strike three. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Ryan Garcia, his 10th strikeout of the 2023 season. Through two and a half innings, it's a 1-1 tie. Bottom of the third coming up on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, still a 1-1 tie. It's Dio Arias to lead off for the host Frisco Rough Riders against the Arkansas Travelers. Game 5 of a 6-game series. Arias, Dustin Harris, Thomas the JC, the batters against Brian Wu. Right-hand pitcher comes home. And the first pitch of the bottom of the third inning is inside. And ball one. Brian Wu giving up one run in the first, a scoreless second inning, hoping to keep it a tie score through the third. Righty deals to Arias, swings over it, and doesn't catch up to the fastball at 94. Brian Wu made two starts last week against Springfield, two earned runs between the two starts. Over eight innings. One ball, one strike to a guy who's pitched really well against right-handers. Arias cracks one down the left field line, foul over the umpire, Alex Nash, down the third baseline, who makes the call, foul, an easy call, several feet wide of the line. Brian Wu has allowed just one base hit to right-hand batters coming into this ballgame. Although Luis Angel Acuna, right-hand hitter, had a single, and an RBI for the lefty hitter, Sajacy, to tie the game. The 1-2 to Arias is inside on the slider. Bends in to avoid his hit, but stays inside. And ball one. Not that Wu had been hit hard by lefties coming in. Just a 188 average for left-hand hitters against him. And a sub-100 average for right-hand hitters against him, although in small sample size. The 2-2. Swung on, softly hit to the right side. It sneaks through to the right of Hoover, the second baseman, and into right field for a base hit. Dio Arias singles to begin the third inning. Good series so far for Dio. A double yesterday, three home runs all in this series. And now a textbook single on an inside-out swing to get him aboard. Leadoff base hit. Now it's Dustin Harris's turn. The left fielder today and left-hand hitter. Runner at first, nobody out. Tie score, third inning. Ryan Wu stands tall on the slab, deals a fastball that darts high, and ball one. Austin Harris, 209 batting average. He does have a triple this year, one of four on the team. Four different guys with one triple apiece. Scott Capers, Thomas Ajayi, Luis Angel Acuna, the other three. The 1-0 to Destin Harris, a check swing. He did go around on a pitch down and in. And a 1-1 count on Destin Harris. He does have a home run as well. It's a grand slam. There's been three of those for the team. So Frisco getting some good contact. Three grand slams already in this young season. One ball and one strike from Brian Wu, who kicks and comes home. Another back foot slider, another check swing, and another time in which Harris did break his wrist. And no, I don't mean literally. He did have a pretty bad wrist injury last year that took away a good chunk of the season down the stretch. On a defensive sliding, diving attempt in left field. He's got one ball, two strikes. Runner at first is Arias. Nobody out. Brian Wu comes home. And it's high and away to even the count at 2-2. Dustin Harris, one of eight kids in his family. As a brother, Dakota, plays at the University of Oklahoma. Good baseball family. The Harrises from Florida. The elder Dustin at the plate with a 2-2 pitch upcoming from Brian Wu. Right-hander looks in, comes home. A fastball that's outside for ball three. Dakota Harris, in fact, the brother, played here at Riders Field about a month ago in a college tournament, the Frisco Classic. Playing for Oklahoma, and in fact was the tournament MVP right here at Riders Field. Now his brother's at the plate at Riders Field, a 3-2 pitch up coming to Dustin Harris with the runner bluffing, a swing and a miss, and Dustin Harris is down on strikes. Struck out on a fastball in the first inning, he does the same here in the third, and Dio Arias, who bluffed a steal on that pitch, stayed at first, and after the strikeout, continues to remain at first base. Thomas Ajayi is the hitter in a 1-1 ball game, bottom half of the third inning. The lone RBI so far in this ball game belongs to the right-hand hitter, Thomas Ajayi. He's ready to go for the first pitch. He takes it over the heart of the plate and strike one. Arias singled to begin this inning through the right side. Frisco never led yesterday in the seven-inning game. 7-1 loss. Have not led yet today, but it's a tie score. The second pitch to Sajacy's down and away. One ball and one strike to Thomas with Nick Tanelu on deck. Frisco's looking to get to 8-6 on the season if they can win today. Get back to two games over 500 on the season. One ball and one strike from Brian Wu with a runner at first. Wu pauses, deals it over the outside corner for a strike. So JC bends down a little bit, hearing the strike call. It was just inside the corner. I think the right call from Sean Sparling. 1-2 the count. Frisco's been two games over 500 after winning on Wednesday's game. There's the 1-2 pitch upcoming to Thomas Ajayi. Swings and does not get the fastball. Strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Brian Wu. Second inning, he's done that with back-to-back strikeouts. In the first inning, he punched out two guys in a row and proceeded to give up the RBI single to Thomas Ajayi. This time it's Nick Tanelu to the plate following the consecutive strikeouts. He's got just a runner at first, two down, third inning, tie score. Brian Wu comes set with his hands just above his belt. First pitch to Tanelu gets him a swing and miss of the breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Should say Thursday's game, Frisco won to get two games over 500, a game that was actually completed on Friday, yesterday. And Frisco got to 7-5, then lost the second game. They're 7-6 now. The 0-1 pitch to Nick Tanelu swung on and missed. Another breaking ball, he chases it for strike two. So Frisco is up two games over 500, but they didn't really get to enjoy it. There was only about 30 minutes until they began the game that ultimately brought him back down to one game over 500. So they've been two games over 500 once for 30 minutes and didn't get to enjoy it much. If they win today, they'll at least be able to go to sleep, wake up tomorrow, take BP, being two games over 500. Nothing in two to Nick Tanelu, the runner at first from Brian Wu. Breaking ball hit him, or at least it got close. Going from first to second is Dio Arias. I think Tanilo did just avoid the pitch on a breaking ball that got really close to his jersey and hip area, and he must have just barely jumped out of the way to avoid the hit by pitch.
I thought it hit him too. Looked really close.
Yeah. A slider that had enough break to it to come back towards the inside part of the plate. And ball one on Nick Tanilu. 1-2 the count, two down. Runner in scoring position now, representing the go-ahead run. Ryan Wu looks in, looks back at Arias at second base. The 1-2 is at the knees, strike three. So Arias gets into scoring position for just about 20 seconds and is stranded there. A single to lead off the inning, but nothing else for Frisco. And then Brian Wu strikes out the side in order. Through three innings from Riders Field, it's the Rough Riders 1 and the Travelers 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's all about the ladies on April 22nd at Riders Field with Girl Power Night and Girl Scout Night. Before the game, come out for the Women Who Lead panel moderated by Frisco City Councilor Tammy Minershaken, including national champion gymnast Maggie Nichols. So come out to the ballpark on April 22nd to support Girl Scouts of Northeast Texas and Girl Power Night at Riders Field. For tickets, call today at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Through three innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the visiting Arkansas Travelers with one run on one hit, no errors. And the Frisco Rough Riders with one run on three hits and one error. Ryan Garcia toes the slab. First pitch to Josh Morgan is high and in. Morgan bends backwards and avoids the 89-mile-an-hour pitch from Garcia. And ball one. Leading off the fourth inning, it's Morgan, Matt Scheffler, Connor Hoover, the hitters for the Travs. Second pitch from Garcia is also not close, this time the opposite direction. Far outside, gets away from David Garcia for ball two. To Josh Morgan, who, like Zach said, used to play for the Frisco Rough Riders in 2018 and for one game in 2019. 80 games played in a Rough Riders uniform, now back at Riders Field playing against Frisco. 2-0 pitch to him is over the plate but low, and he gets ahead 3-0. Hit 229 in his Frisco career, actually played against Arkansas 12 times. A pretty good stint against what is now his current club at 12 hits in 12 games. The 3-0 pitch is a strike. Josh Morgan, the former Rough Rider, had a home run against the Arkansas Travelers. Now a member of the Mariners organization at their AA level. So he's with Arkansas, still in the Texas League. The one-strike pitch is hit hard towards the shortstop. It dies before it reaches the glove of Acuna. He scoops it up, throws to first in time, and puts away Josh Morgan. It was a 3-0 count from Ryan Garcia. Got back in it with a strike and then induced a ground ball on the 3-1 pitch. Matt Scheffler is next with one down. Good work for Garcia, who has retired five in a row. And the last seven hitters are 0-for-7. There's an error in that middle. That was actually his. A slider up and in. And Matt Scheffler takes it for ball one. So the only batter to reach in the last seven plate appearances was the one mistake Ryan made. It was trying to field his own position. The 1-0 pitch from Ryan swung on, fouled back. And that error didn't even come back to bite Garcia other than adding a little bit to his pitch total. He retired the next man to end the inning, and no runs came across that frame. That was back in the second. Garcia is up to 61 pitches, but Brian Wu even more than him at 70 through three innings. The 1-1 pitch to Scheffler is high above the belt. And it's a 2-1 count to the right-hand hitting catcher. Two guys from the West Coast. Matt Scheffler hails from the Pacific Northwest. Grew up in Kirkland, Washington, from the Emerald State. The 2-1 pitch to Scheffler comes back over the middle. And strike two. 2-2. Began his college career in the Pacific Northwest. Spent 2 years at the junior collegiate level in the NWAC, Northwest Athletic Conference. Played for Pierce College for 2 years. And crisscrossed the country. Played at Auburn for 2 years. Their primary catcher. His junior and senior years for the Tigers. Now in the Mariners organization. Nobody on base, one out. Garcia into the line. The right-hander comes home. A ground ball up the middle. No chance for Acuna. And it rolls into center, scooped up by Strom. And it's a one-out base hit for Matt Scheffler. He's aboard for Connor Hoover in a 1-1 tie in the top half of the fourth inning. Playing nine innings today, just like normal. Seven innings yesterday that went Arkansas's way in a 7-1 ball game that tied up this series at two wins apiece. Frisco still leading the Texas League in run differential despite the 6-1 loss yesterday, plus 30 on the season. Connor Hoover to the plate, left-hand hitter, takes the first pitch outside, and ball one from Ryan Garcia. Runner at first and one out. Arkansas has a run differential of plus 13. They have two more wins than Frisco, but not nearly the same run differential. Next pitch is low in the dirt, and ball two from Garcia. Struggled a little bit with command this inning, though he did get the first guy to ground out. Was behind 3-0 before getting Josh Morgan to ground a short. Matt Scheffler also got ahead in the count, also grounded a ball up the middle, but it got through. So one on, one out for Connor Hoover, hitting 129 this season. Coming into today's action, he did walk in the second inning. Two balls and no strikes from Ryan Garcia. It's outside in the 90-mile-an-hour fastball. And ball three. Second time this inning, he's gotten behind 3-0. Third baseman Jax Biggers was up near the baseline. He backs up a few steps, still playing fairly shallow. Luis Angel Acuna behind second base. Big hole on the left side of the infield. The 3-0 is high ball four. And Connor Hoover has worked two walks today. Pushes Matt Scheffler into scoring position. And Riley Unruh is the batter. Garcia hopes to continue a trend that he's done so far this season. He has yet to allow a base hit this year when there are runners on base. As David Garcia walks out to chat with him, as does Jax Biggers, and now Thomas DeJacy, and now Nick Tanelu, and now Luis Angel Acuna. Everybody's coming to the mound one by one.
I'll be right there.
Okay. See you later, Zach. Conversation on the mound for Garcia. Came in 0 for 11. Hitters going against him. Now John Goebel joins the party. I think the fans can come out too. They all do one by one by one. And now Sean Sparling, the umpire, walks out. 0 for 11 in runners on base situations. Garcia did really well. The limit damage, not allow runners to advance. He has given up four runs this year. Today, hitters are 0 for 4 against him with runners aboard. So hitters are 0 for 15 this season with runners on base, but he's given up four runs. How does that happen? Well, three solo home runs, that'll do it, as well as a leadoff double in San Antonio, followed by a stolen base, followed by a sac fly. So there's been some runs manufactured or solo home runs, but no rallies started where guys get aboard, hit him over, hit him in, not that sort of thing. Arkansas would like to do the first of that situation here in the fourth inning. Riley Unruh the batter, one out, two aboard for the Travelers in a tie game. First pitch to Unruh is taken on the inside corner for a strike. It's also a almost Pac-12 matchup. Garcia from UCLA. Riley Unruh drafted out of high school. He turned down USC. These guys could have been rivals in the Pac-12 in Los Angeles. The 0-1 pitch to Unruh. He checks his swing. It was inside and a tad bit low. Ball one to Riley Unruh. 250 batting average for the southpaw hitting left fielder today. Top half of the fourth, Arkansas trying to reclaim the lead. 1-1 pitch from Ryan Garcia is taken low and low and away. And ball two to Riley Unruh. Himself a second-round pick all the way back in 2013. Mesa, Arizona native. Now 27 years old, looking for a go-ahead RBI with his teammate Matt Scheffler standing at second base. The 2-1 pitch to Unroh swung on, foul back. And Garcia gets two strikes on Riley Unroh. Fell behind 3-0 to a couple hitters already this inning, but following the mound visit with John Goble and company, Garcia gets to a 2-2 count. John Goble, the first-year pitching coach with the Rough Riders, very familiar with all these guys. Settling down Ryan Garcia, who looks for a strikeout or an out of any variety. The 2-2 is swung on and missed. It was a strikeout and a big one. Two down here in the fourth inning. Got the fastball by him. His velo has gone up to about 93 today. It's been sitting 90, 91 for the most part the last inning or two, and 91 was enough. Elevated, and Unroh couldn't climb the ladder. Strike three on a 2-2 pitch. Still two runners aboard. Tanner Kerwer, the batter, one of the best hitters for the Travs, hitting in the nine spot. The first pitch to Kerwer swung on, fouled back, just got underneath it. Kerwer, 10th in the league in batting average. Came in today hitting .326. And with some power, four doubles, two home runs. Frisco's held him in check for the most part, 4-for-15 this series. 0-1 the count from Ryan Garcia to Tanner Kerwer. Righty on righty matchup. With the top of the order coming up, the pitch. It's outside on the corner. Healthy call that helped out Ryan Garcia from Sean Sparling. Gave him the pitcher's call, and it's strike two. 0-2 from Ryan Garcia. Can he get out of it here? And strand two runners here. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch. It's taken just off the outside. He had just gotten that call a moment ago. This one maybe a tick further off the zone. And I don't blame him for trying to nab the black once again. John Sparling was giving him that outside corner. He tries for it, just missed. But with no balls and two strikes, good chance. The 1-2 swung on, a high pop-up. Shallow left center. It might stay on the infield. Acuna looking up. The shortstop underneath it waits and makes the catch shoulder high. That's the inning. Ryan Garcia gives up a single and a walk, but then a strikeout and a pop-out, and no runs in for Arkansas in the fourth. To the bottom half of the fourth inning and a 1-1 tie on the Riders Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years, from rolling on their tummy to crawling to running and jumping, or from discovering numbers and letters to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves to caring for others, sharing their ideas and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993. Or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, a good day so far for the Texas Rangers organization. Adolis Garcia, three home runs today at home against Oakland. At last check, they were leading 13-2 over the Athletics, trying to get revenge from yesterday's loss. And their AA affiliate, the Frisco Rough Riders, trying to take a lead against the Arkansas Travelers.
Just one team
playing the Oakland Athletics. Trevor Hover steps in, bottom of the fourth, 1-1 tie. Brian Wu to work and misses outside ball one.
So Garcia becomes the 19th player in Rangers history with a three-homer game.
Wow.
And he has the opportunity to be the 19th player in MLB history to have a four-homer game.
Oof. 1-0 pitch. Hover jumps out of the way. Almost clipped him on the shin. I think it did hit him. Just barely nicked him. He does not seem to be in any pain. The ball came in near the lower part of his legs and tried to jump out of the way. And a hit by pitch for Trevor Hobber.
Two rather unconventional ways aboard for him today. Struck out, reached on a wild pitch back in the second, and now hit by a pitch.
We'll bring up Jax Biggers, followed by David Garcia. Now on deck, Kellen Strom can also come up this inning. And the fourth, 1-1 tie. Third baseman Morgan comes in on the grass against Jax Biggers. First pitch to Jax is skied foul to the left, and strike one. Speaking at the MLB level, I haven't seen him, but I've heard Mike Cameron is on hand here, special assignment coach with the Mariners organization. And coaching with Arkansas, the AA affiliate of the Mariners. The 0-1 to Bigger, swings and grounds it right back to Brian Wu. The pitcher throws back to second for one. The turn on to first in time, double play. A 1-6-3 twin killing. Rivas turns it, and there's two down here in the fourth inning. It's David Garcia next. Love me some Mike Cameron. Cameron Cameron, who's the one guy I had a jersey of when I was a kid. So
I went to spring training in 2001.
Yeah.
I was 6 years old.
That was a good year for the Mariners.
It was a very good year for the Mariners. And I didn't get Mike Cameron's autograph, and I cried.
Wow. I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I'd cry this year if I had first pitch to Garcia is outside. And ball one from Brian Wu. Wu's given up three hits so far. He had pitched really well the first portion of each start, the first three innings of his first and second start, just one hit combined in the first three. The 1-0 to Garcia is on the outside corner, 1-1. Three hits today alone in the first three innings. He has not made it past the fourth inning yet this season. Pitching currently in the fourth, 1-1 tie and a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch to Garcia, ground ball to the shortstop, skips off the mound. Rivas handles the weird bounce, goes down to Anita field it, throws on to first in time, and that's the inning. A hit by pitch to lead off the frame, but a double play means Brian Wu faces the minimum in the fourth. Zach Bigley will be back on the call when we return in the fifth inning, and a 1-1 tie score on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Bring the beat in.
Into the top of the fifth inning, it's 1-1 our score. Rough Riders and Travelers as Theo McDowell takes over for the Rough Riders on the mound. And we are very excited to welcome in a very special guest on this Girl Power Night. It's someone who we know very well. It's Kristen King, the director of marketing for the Frisco Rough Riders. Kristen, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
You're doing great. Okay. Girl Power Night.
Yeah. Girl Power Night's always a really fun one.
It really is. The first pitch on the way is on the outside corner for a strike to Leo Rivas to start off the fifth inning, and it's 0-1. Your radio debut. Happy to have you on.
Yeah, this is a big moment on Girl Power Night.
The pitch is cut on and missed, and it's 0-2. Obviously, we wanted to have you on for Girl Power Night, but in addition to that, we wanted to just talk about promos in general. You are the brainchild behind the entire promo schedule and everything that goes on the marketing side here with the Rough Riders. 0-2. is low in the dirt, and it's one ball and two strikes. Just want to start with the offseason, putting together the promo schedule. How was that process for you, and how good did it feel when it was finally finished?
Oh, it felt great. That's, I think, one of the things that I think whenever you're not kind of behind it, you don't understand. But it really starts as soon as the season ends. We're planning for the next season, which is absolutely crazy.
A line drive out to center field by Leo Rivas. That brings Robbie Tanerowitz to the plate. When you finish that promo schedule, what's the weight off your shoulders like?
Oh, it's so fun, and I think it's a lot of fun because you spend so much time planning these and putting them on paper and getting approvals and all of that stuff. So then once you finally get to do the fun part of our job, which is making the fun content, kind of ordering the giveaways and all of that, it makes it all worthwhile.
First pitch to Tanerowitz is down the heart of the plate for a strike from McDowell, and it's 0-1, joined by Kristen King, Director of Marketing for the Rough Riders. Girl Power 9, we had a really fun pregame panel before the game today. Want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, so I think that was the biggest thing that we wanted to do with our Girl Power Night is really elevate it. And so we had a pregame Women Who Lead panel that was moderated by Frisco City Councilwoman. We had a 7-time NCAA champion Maggie Nichols on there. And so it was just a really cool way to kind of peel back the curtain and just kind of what their lives are like, because some of them are in business, some of them are in sports. So it's kind of really, really cool. Really cool thing to be able to do.
Bobby Tanerowitz grounds out to second baseman Thomas Sujacy, and there are two down here in the fifth inning. Robert Perez Jr. steps in. We're joined by Kristen King. There are so many wonderful promos coming up for the rest of the season. We're still in April. We got a lot of season left. Which one are you most excited for right now?
I think the one that we're going to have a lot of fun with in May is Go Riders Night. So kind of having a Mardi Gras theme, kind of, you know, we're giving away big, gaudy kind of Mardi Gras Rough Riders beads at the gates and all of that. Personally, my favorite, I would have to say, is Yellowstone Night with Denim Richards. I think that one's going to be a lot of fun. You know, we're trying to – it falls on a Sunday, which is our throwback Sunday, so we already have Diva the Horse out here. So just kind of a lot of things really lining up there. We're going to win a belt buckle. But I think a fun one for the fans is going to be our Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company.
Yes.
We have some animatronic dinosaurs out here. So that's really what it's all about, was giving the fans something fun to do.
1-2 pitch, she had check swing. Actually, that was the 1-1. It's now 1-2 on Robert Perez Jr. Two outs, bases clear in the fifth, tied at one. We're joined by Director of Marketing Kristen King for the Frisco Rough Riders. And Denim Richards is going to be a lot of fun to have out here from Yellowstone. With trying to get everyone together, it's a long process for the promo schedule, but it turned out amazing. As McDowell winds back in the 1-2, his line foul down the right side, and it's still one ball and two strikes. I want to talk about the 20th anniversary. It's been so much fun this offseason, putting together everything, seeing it come to fruition, and tomorrow we're finally going to see that first throwback day with the jerseys. How excited are you?
I'm so excited. It's going to be a lot of fun seeing the throwback jerseys. That's something that we've been talking about for since I've been here, since 2018, is just how do we bring back that logo, that iconic Rough Riders logo. So players will be wearing those, and then, as I mentioned, Diva, our horse, and the horse and rider are back. So it's going to be really, really awesome.
Well, Theo McDowell strikes out Robert Perez Jr., and of course, it's a 1-2-3 inning when we get you on here. Too bad. Well, Kristen King, thanks so much for joining us. Thank you for all your hard work you've done all season, and we'll continue to do.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Kristen.
All right. We go on to the bottom of the fifth inning. Our score tied at one between the Rough Riders and the Travelers on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Kellen Strom to lead things off in the bottom of the fifth inning. And A.J. Puckett, the new pitcher, delivers home. It's off the outside corner, misses in the dirt. And it's one ball and no strikes. Puckett just joined the team today. The Danville, California native, a minor league free agent in the offseason, former second-round selection by the Kansas City Royals. Right-handed pitcher, he offers. Just misses low, and it's two balls and no strikes. So much fun to have Kristen King on, director of marketing for the Rough Riders and all her hard work that she does for the organization. Two-ball, no-strike pitch to Strong. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 2-1. She's also our boss, so we have to make sure we keep her happy.
But we would say she's great even if she wasn't.
Exactly.
We would even if she, yeah.
You got it right. You're good. 2-1 pitch to Strong. Off the outside corner, 3-1. We are so excited for tomorrow. It's going to be so awesome to see those throwback uniforms out on the field and see Diva, who we've seen a few times here at the ballpark. Diva the horse. The 3-1. Off the outside corner, ball four, and Strom's walked for the second time today. Tied at one, bottom half of the fifth inning, Rough Riders and Travelers.
Wait, Diva the horse? I thought Diva was your nickname.
Oh, well.
Are you not a Diva?
I'm a Diva.
Oh, not the Diva.
Yeah, not the Diva. The Diva will be here tomorrow.
Good.
Diva is just a beautiful horse. And back in 2003 when the Rough Riders began, they had a horse and rider. And we are bringing it back for Sunday for our 20th anniversary. First pitch to Acuna. Low off the outside corner. And it's one ball and no strikes. In addition to that, we'll have plenty of 20th anniversary themes. Kind of throwing it back to 2003. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch on the way to Acuna. We'll have to wait. A quick throw over to first. And Tenerowicz snags a high throw from Puckett. Still one ball, no strikes in Acuna. All culminating in our 20th anniversary weekend, September 1st through 3rd, where we'll have a bunch of former Rough Riders out at the ballpark for an autograph session pregame. 1-0 pitch, Strom takes off. It's low and away, gets away from Scheffler behind home, and Strom gets up, thinks about third, but he's content with second. It's his third steal of the season. Two balls, no strikes in Acuna. Got a great jump either way. Scheffler probably wouldn't have had a chance at him at second base. So Strom in scoring position. Two balls, no strikes in Acuna. Tied at one in the bottom of the fifth inning. Acuna singled in the first. He's 1-for-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss off the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Really excited to have a bunch of big names as former Rough Riders on hand. Chris Davis will be here. As well as Scott Feldman and others. Here's the stretch. And the 2-1 pitch to Acuna. A check swing. He went around on a pitch down low of the zone. And it's two balls and two strikes. Really great to talk to Kristen about everything put on this season. We'd love to have her back on at some point very soon. Puckett ready from the stretch. And he fires home. This is low of the zone. And it's three balls and two strikes. Puckett coming in for the starter, Brian Wu. Final line for the right-hander Wu. Four innings, he allowed one run on three hits. Struck out seven and walked two. Payoff pitch. Acuna leaves it low and away. Ball four. So back-to-back free passes for A.J. Puckett. And that brings Dio Anias to the plate. The Rough Riders with something cooking. Nobody out in the bottom of the fifth inning. And that brings Michael Peoples out of the dugout, the pitching coach. And he'll go have a chat and try to settle down Puckett a little bit. The 27-year-old, a former second-round selection by the Royals in 2016 out of Pepperdine. He's making his second appearance with Arkansas, but he just rejoined the team today from AAA Tacoma, where he made three appearances. Allowed three runs on 3 2/3 innings. Walnut Creek, California native. Well, you can hear the Girl Scouts in attendance. They're going crazy. Put those make some noise boards up on the scoreboard, and those Girl Scouts say, you didn't have to tell me twice. Runners at first and second for the Rough Riders. Dio Anias in from the right side. 1-for-2 today, singled back in the third. Tied at 1 in the fifth inning. Puckett from the stretch, he delivers. High pop-up, right side, shallow right field. Hoover going back from second base. Both feet on the outfield grass. Infield fly rule called. He makes the catch anyway. Here's the first out of the fifth inning. Both runners stay put. Dustin Harris climbs in. Harris 0-for-2, a couple strikeouts. He's looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0-for-12. Puckett came up through the Royals system before in 2017 he was traded to the White Sox, and time called a pitch clock violation on Puckett. Called by Sean Sparling, the home plate umpire, and now Matt Scheffler is frustrated. And Sparling is going to ask for the umpires to come in. Crew chief Alex Nash coming in from the third base spot, and a long run for Trevor Matthews coming over from near the outfield grass down the right field line. And they're going to chat about this pitch clock violation. Did the pitch clock not get reset?
I wonder. Yeah, I think he's asking for the other umps to take a look. Did they reset it? Did they reset it the right number? Because it's a different number of seconds, runners on base or not. But it looks like they're staying with the call.
Now they are saying pitch clock violation. It's a 18-second clock with runners aboard, 14-second clock with nobody on. And now here comes manager Mike Freeman out of the dugout. And he's going to talk with home plate umpire Sean Sparling as well. Double check that he understands what's going on. The clock resets between batters, and it's a 30-second clock that runs between batters. Harris was ready to go and attentive to the pitcher, and the pitch clock violation was called on A.J. Puckett.
Trying to do my best lip reading, but I'm not John Boy. I can't lip read as well as he can, so we'll have to send the video out to him and see if he can help us out here.
Please help us out with this pitch clock violation to make it 1-0 in the fifth inning.
I'm very curious, though. I'll be honest with you. I want to know all of it.
The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1 on a good pitch down low with his own to Harris. Rough Riders with great speed on the base pass with Strom at second and Acuna at first. Briscoe's had their fair share of base traffic tonight. Just only one run on offense, though. The pitch. Ground ball, weakly hit to the first base side. Tenerowitz has it. Turns, throws to second for one. That's all they'll get. Acuna eliminated at second on a nice play by Tenerowitz. Strom down to third. Two outs in the inning. And here's Thomas Sejasi. Harris at first base on the fielder's choice that goes 3-6. Runners on the edges. So JC with the lone RBI hit for the Rough Riders tonight. His RBI single in the first. Tied the game at 1-1. Tenerowitz with a home run for Arkansas in the first inning, and then the Sejasi single. Those are our scoring plays tonight. The pitch. Check swing and a miss off the outside corner, and it's 0-1. nasty slider from A.J. Puckett. Harris takes his lead from first. He's liable to go. And the pitch on the way. Low off the outside corner. Ball and a strike. That's the thing with speed at third base and Kellen Strong. Harris, who stole 19 bags last year and over 20 the year before, this might not be a bad time to take the risk in a 1-1 game. The pitch. Foul away, right side. It's one ball and two strikes on Sujacy. Five hits now in the series. This is the fifth game of the set. Rough Riders and Travelers tied at a game apiece. Puckett from the stretch. And the right-hander, the 1-2 pitch. So JC, a check swing and a breaking ball low and away in the dirt. They appeal and he was able to hold. It's two balls and two strikes. Now that slider has been very effective down and away to Puckett. Rough Riders have not had a hit yet in this inning. In fact, they just have three hits all night. One from Sajacy, one from Acuna, an infield single, and a ground ball base hit for Dio Anias up the middle. Really nothing hit hard at all by the Rough Riders. And time called by Sajacy, steps out. Really the Rough Riders' loudest contact has been a David Garcia fly out to left field that didn't even reach the warning track. Right-hander with his jersey flapping in the wind. Delivers in the 2-2 pitch to Sujacy. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside. Nasty slider. And he strikes out Thomas Sujacy for the final out of the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and two left on board for the Rough Riders. Top of the sixth inning coming up next. It's the Rough Riders 1, the Travelers 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate College Night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for College Night on August 5th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the sixth inning, Rough Riders and Travelers going at it for the fifth time in six games in this series. Isaiah Gilliam to start things off against Theo McDowell, back out for his second inning. And he offers in the first pitch. Catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. McDowell plowed through the Travelers' top third of the order in the fifth, getting a line out to center, a ground out, and a strikeout. The pitch. Down low and inside, it's one ball and one strike. The strikeout was of Robert Perez Jr. McDowell has been mowing through pretty much everybody so far this season. The pitch. Misses high of the zone, and it's one ball and two strikes. Theo McDowell, the 24-year-old out of Essex Junction, Vermont, winds back in the 2-1. High fly ball, shallow left field. Biggers going back. The third baseman called off by Harris, who goes into a slide, and it goes off of his glove and lands in the grass for a base hit for Gilliam. Boy, the wind was blowing it back in towards the infield as Harris came charging on, who has good speed but couldn't make the catch on the slide. And Josh Morgan steps in. It's the third hit tonight for Travelers hitters, and it's the second hit that Theo McDowell has allowed all season. Josh Morgan stands in from the right side, McDowell from the stretch, and time called. Pitch clock violation on McDowell. Man, this is the most pitch clock violations we've seen all season, and it's not even close.
And it was almost a pitch clock on the hitter because Morgan saw it at 9, jumped into the box, and said, okay, I'm ready, I'm here, don't call a strike on me. And then 8 seconds later, Theo McDowell got called for a violation of his own.
McDowell steps off, looks over towards first. One ball, no strikes on the former Rough Rider, Josh Morgan. McDowell offers high and inside, 2 balls, no strikes. Theo McDowell pitching in his fourth outing for the Rough Riders. In 3 prior innings, he'd only allowed 1 base runner on a single. 5 strikeouts, no walks, dominant stuff. The 1-0 runner goes, a swing and a miss, no throw down to second. Garcia couldn't get it out of his glove. And it's a stolen base for Isaiah Gilliam, his 3rd in as many attempts this year. 2 balls, 1 strike.
And even if he had gotten out of his glove, I don't think any chance to get Gilliam. A really good jump.
Gilliam able to time up on McDowell. Rough Riders catchers and pitchers combined have only caught 1 man stealing in 14 attempts now this season. The 2-1. Chopper, third base side. Biggers picks at third. Pump fakes to second. Slings it across the diamond and gets him. And there's one away.
I really like that aggressive play by Biggers. Attack the hop, make it a small bounce, have the wherewithal to look back at second. That's an aggressive, I'm taking charge of this ground ball. It's not ruling me. I got control over this thing. And he lobs a little soft toss to first.
Very experienced infielder who's played all over the place defensively throughout his career in the minors and collegiately as well, both in junior college and then at University of Arkansas. Matt Scheffler into the pitch. Swing and a miss off the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Scheffler a single in the 4th inning. He's 1-for-2. Tied at 1, top of the 6th inning, Rough Riders and Travelers. Here's the stretch. And the pitch on the way. Off the outside corner in the dirt, it misses, and it's the ball and a strike. Earlier we were talking about the Texas Rangers game that's currently going on. Adolis Garcia has tied a single game major league record with his 5th extra base hit of the game. It's the 14th time in major league history that that's happened, as he's homered 3 times and doubled twice. The 1-1. Line drive off the end of the bat over the shortstop Acuna into shallow left. Gilliam got a great jump. He's around 3rd and he comes in to score. It's an RBI single for Matt Scheffler. And it's a 2-1 lead for Arkansas in the top of the 6th inning. The first run scored off Theo McDowell this year. Comes off a bloop single to left field and then a softly hit base hit out to left again to score Isaiah Gilliam. And all the small ball type is winning tonight for Arkansas with the single, stolen base of 2nd to put him in scoring position, and the RBI base hit for Scheffler. That brings Connor Hoover to the plate. Hoover, the left-handed batter. McDowell from the stretch and throws over to first. Just to give you an idea of how rare it is to see 2 base hits against McDowell in the same inning. A season ago, he threw 47 and 2/3 innings. Opponents just hit 160 against him. A long hold for the right-hander, the pitch. High off the outside corner, 1 ball, no strikes. That was the lowest in the entire Rangers organization in the minor league level. So he allows 2 singles in the 6th inning, and Arkansas grabs their first lead since the top of the 1st. And the pitch on the way is low in the dirt. And blocked by Garcia, but Scheffler taking off on the play. It's a stolen base. second stolen base of the inning, and it's two balls and no strikes on Hoover. Well, Hoover has walked twice already in this game. Two balls and no strikes. He's ahead of the count. McDowell peers back at Scheffler at second and delivers. Down low and inside of the curveball. Three balls and no strikes. And now Garcia is walking out towards McDowell, and those two are going to chat. McDowell, a two-pitch pitcher, will go fastball, curveball, and he baffles hitters with that combination. The breaking ball almost breaks away from his arm like a screwball, though he calls it a curve. He's talking with Garcia. There might be a miscommunication between the two. Jax Biggers, the third baseman, there as well as the onlooker on the mound. Now they're on the same page, and they're good to go. McDowell only throws his fastball in the low 90s, but he can elevate that pitch really well through the curveball low of the zone, and it works just fine for him. Fourth mound visit for the Rough Riders today. Still just one out in the sixth inning, 2-1 Arkansas, top of the sixth. There's a look back towards second, and the right-hander kicks and delivers. High off the outside corner for ball four, and it's the third walk of the day for Connor Hoover. It puts runners at first and second, and one out in the sixth. Now Riley Unroe, from a man who walked three times to Riley Unroe, who struck out two times. McDowell would love to make that a trifecta of K's for the left fielder. 2-1 Arkansas. Top of the sixth inning, two aboard. McDowell delivers. Down low and inside. And it's one ball and no strikes. McDowell would also love a ground ball. He stretches. Looks back towards second and Scheffler again. Cox back delivers. Ground ball foul at the plate. It's one ball and one strike. He hasn't been much of a ground ball pitcher over the course of his career. So far this season, entering into today, only one ground ball against him. He's already rolled one in this inning, though, in the sixth. 1-1 pitch. On the outside corner. Called a strike with a fastball at 90 miles an hour, and it's one ball and two strikes. The reason why is because he usually gets a ball put in play off that fastball, which he elevates in the zone. Get a lot of balls in the air. The pitch. High and inside. Two balls and two strikes. Runners take their leads from first and second. Very low-scoring game. Very patient hitters on both sides tonight, taking their walks. McDowell stretches. He offers home the 2-2. It's grounded up the first baseline, foul off of Unroe's foot. And it's still two balls, two strikes. The Rough Riders have stranded seven tonight. The Travelers have stranded five. And each team has stranded two in multiple innings. The Rough Riders have stranded two aboard in three different innings. They've combined for just three innings overall with nobody left on. McDowell readies. Peers back towards second once again. Here comes the 2-2. High and away, 3-2. Both sides making the pitchers work. Wu, in his start, walked four. Rough Riders pitchers have also walked four. Payoff pitch to Unroe. Fouled straight back. It's still three balls and two strikes. Not quite the action pitch. Just one out in the inning still. Tanner Kerwer in the ninth spot is on deck for the Travelers. The right-hander's pinch. Swing and a miss. Got him in the dirt off the outside corner for strike three. A back pick down to first, and now they have the runner hung up. Hoover being chased towards second, and he's tagged out for the double play. Oh, what a base running gaffe. First base was occupied, so it's a strikeout, and you can't advance. He got caught in between first and second base, and the Rough Riders will take it. Oh, man. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 2-1 Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights, so bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Were your best days in high school? If so, the Rough Riders have a day to honor you. On Thursday, May 11th, get $2 off a ticket when you wear your Letterman jacket to the game and enjoy a Rough Riders Letterman patch giveaway. Relive your glory days with the Riders and come out for Peekton High School night on Thursday, May 11th. First pitch is at 6:35 on May 11th against the Wichita Wind Surge in a rematch of last year's championship series. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 2-1 Arkansas in front. Nick Tanelu leads things off against A.J. Puckett. And the right-hander delivers home. Ground ball, third baseline, takes a funny hop up on Morgan off the lip of the grass. He fields chest high and recovers to throw out Tanelu. And there's one away. Boy, really nice play by Josh Morgan. It hit the lip of the grass and fired directly up towards his face. And he was able to make the play coming up on his chest. And Trevor Hover steps in now for the Rough Riders. Trailing 2-1. Arkansas had two aboard in that sixth inning with just one out. A strikeout by Riley Unroe. And then with first base occupied, the ball was in the dirt, the pitch. Off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. And so with first base occupied, a strikeout in the dirt is an automatic strikeout. David Garcia, the catcher, doesn't have to tag out Unroe or throw down to complete the strikeout unless there are two outs with first base occupied. The 1-0. Swing and a miss, and a pitch down low and inside, and it's 1-1. Well, Unroe, as soon as he saw the ball go in the dirt, he took off towards first base, and Connor Hoover, who was standing at first, was like, wait, am I supposed to go? And then the Rough Riders got him in a rundown and turned the double play to get out of it. 1-1 pitch. Off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike, so they'll certainly take it. They still do trail by a run, but it could have been worse. They try to come from behind. Here's the stretch, and the right-hander's pitch. Fouled away, left side, and it's two balls and two strikes. Well, these are the kind of the games that, unfortunately, the Rough Riders have lost this year. When Frisco has lost, outside of last night, a six-run margin of defeat, which is the largest of the season, it's usually been close. And they've won. It's been big. The 2-2. Down low and inside, it's three balls and two strikes. And that has led to, despite a 7-6 record, a +30 run differential, which is the best in the entire league. As Josh was talking about earlier. Payoff pitch on the way to Hover. Down low and inside for ball four. Goes all the way back to the backstop, and there's a runner aboard with one down in the sixth inning. Jax Biggers to the plate. Rough Riders trailing 2-1. Well, there's this, I don't know if you call it a statistic, but I guess we'll say statistic for this terminology. It's called the Pythagorean record. And what it essentially says is it determines what your win-loss should be based on how many runs you've scored and how many runs you've allowed. It determines whether or not you've overachieved or underachieved. The pitch off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. And it's flawed, of course, because you can score 100 runs in one game and lose 2-1 the next game, and then you're going to have a very high Pythagorean, and that is kind of the case with the Rough Riders. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. But essentially what it does is it says, how many runs have you scored? Well, you should have won this many games. And through 13 games, the Rough Riders' record is 7-6. Their Pythagorean record is 10-3.
It's first, would be first in the league.
Yeah, exactly.
First in all of AA.
Yep. Here's the stretch. And the 2-0. At the top of the zone for a strike.
I didn't know Pythagoras watched baseball.
Big baseball fan.
Is he the one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, that's awesome. I appreciate it.
He was he didn't pay attention much. He was doing math
right
during the game.
He was the first sabermetrician, first analyst.
Here's the stretch and the 2-1. Down low and inside, three balls and one strike. So you can look at that and say, you know, what does that really mean? Well, it means about as much as every other statistic. It means a little bit. It doesn't mean a little bit.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Yeah. It means the Rough Riders' win-loss record has underachieved based on how many runs they've scored and how many they've allowed. The 3-1. High off the outside corner for ball four. So back-to-back walks by Puckett. He's put himself in a similar situation that he did in the fifth inning with back-to-back free passes. Rough Riders with two aboard and one out in this sixth inning. It's 2-1 our score. Arkansas leads, but the Rough Riders with a chance to do some damage against Puckett. It means the Rough Riders have just been pretty darn good some games, and they've lost close others. Usually you see a high Pythagorean record from a team that does one thing really well, and the Rough Riders have pitched really well this season. And they put up some big offensive numbers at some point, but not nearly as consistent as their pitching has been. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Entering into this series against Arkansas, they had a top 10 ERA in all minor league baseball. And they had the number 2 bullpen ERA in all minor league baseball. That slipped just a little bit. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch to Garcia. Fouled straight back into the netting. And it's one ball and one strike. And the Rough Riders will certainly see those ERA numbers bump up a little bit against these Arkansas Travelers. They're the number one offensive team in the minors, or I should say in the Texas League, coming into this series. The Rough Riders bullpen has had an ERA north of 5 in this series. 1-1 offering to Garcia. Swing and a miss. Off the outside corner with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. One ball, two strikes. Just to put it in perspective, they had a 1.08 ERA in San Antonio as a bullpen. That's pretty good. But San Antonio was quite literally the worst offensive team in minor league baseball. They played last week. One-two pitch to Garcia. Down low and inside of the dirt. Good take by the Rough Riders catcher, and it's 2-2. Garcia 0-for-2 today. Entered into the game hitting .350 this season. And 5-for-7 in this series. Double, 3 RBIs, a walk, 2 runs scored this series. And very productive. Hitting in the 9-hole today. Puckett, the 2-2 offering. Strike 3 call. Got him down the heart of the plate with a fastball. And he picks up the second out of the inning. It's Puckett's second strikeout. Top of the order for Kellen Strom. Strom 0-for-1 with 2 walks today and a run scored. The Rough Riders, again, have had a ton of base traffic today. They just haven't been able to take care of it. They're one hit with runners in scoring position today. Scored a run. That was just a J.C. single in the first. The pitch. Strom watches low in the dirt, and it's one ball and no strikes. They are 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position today. that's not going to win you many games. Stranded two aboard in the first, two in the second, one in the third, two in the fifth. Now two on here in the sixth with two outs. Puckett ready. Look back towards second. The pitch. Strom takes low and away. Two balls and no strikes. It's Trevor Hover at second. Jax Biggers at first. Rough Riders trying to at least tie this game up with a base hit from Strom. 2-0. Taken at the top of the zone for a strike. 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 2-1. Theo McDowell pitched the last two innings for the Rough Riders in the fifth and the sixth. Mark Church is currently loosening in the Rough Riders' bullpen down the left field line. The pitch. Swing and a miss down underneath his hands, and it's 2-2. Stephen Kulick on the other side is loosening for Arkansas. We saw him in game one, and he was nasty. Right-hander readies. He brings in the 2-2 pitch. Strom watches low and away. Three balls and two strikes. Action pitch coming. Runners will take off, and a ball in the gap could score two with bigger speed. 2-1 Rough Riders trail here in the bottom of the sixth. Strom looking for the big hit. Puckett has his sign. The right-hander ready. And the payoff pitch on the way. Foul away, right side. Still three balls, two strikes. Acuna's on deck if we get that far, but Kellen Strom, you would love to see him pick up a big hit for multiple reasons. Obviously, it would tie the game at the very least, but he's also very, very due. One for his last 14. Right-hander comes set. Runners will take off. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. A.J. Puckett gets out of it again, stranding two runners aboard for the second consecutive inning. And the Rough Riders trail the Travelers 2-1 as we go to the top of the seventh inning. Josh Warden back on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Through six innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, Arkansas Travelers with two runs on four hits and no errors. And the Frisco Rough Riders with one run on three hits and one error. New pitcher in the ballgame for the Frisco Rough Riders. He's been warming up for a while out in the bullpen. Mark Church comes in the seventh inning. He'll face Tanner Kerwer, and then the top of the order for Arkansas, which again leads 2-1 in this ballgame over Frisco, trying to get to 8-6 on the year. Arkansas looking to be the first team in Double-A baseball to reach their 10th win of the season. Church into the wind for the first pitch of the seventh inning. It's popped up in foul ground, first base side, tailing to the seats, and will land several rows deep. And a foul ball from Mark Church. Rangers top 20 prospect, just a fastball slider guy out of North Atlanta High School. Just turned 22 years old, less than a month ago. The right-hander comes in the seventh inning trying to hold Arkansas with their 2-1 lead. Church back to the line. The 0-1 pitch is low and away. Mark making his fifth relief appearance for the Rough Riders this year, an ERA thus far of 1.93. The 1-1 from Mark is taken on a sharp slider over the heart of the plate for strike two. Middle on the breaker. But Tanner Kerwer elects to take it. He's 4-for-17 this series. The 1-2 to Kerwer is swung on and missed. Got the slider again. He didn't get it. And strike three on Tanner Kerwer, who's 0-for-3 today. Came in top 10 in the league in batting average. And that batting average will take a bit of a hit today. Top of the order now with one out and nobody on. 2-1 lead for Arkansas in the seventh inning. Mark Church from Atlanta. Braves fan growing up. Used to go to a lot of Atlanta games. Now the Texas Rangers organization. Leo Rivas the batter. First pitch to the left-hand hitter is swung on and missed. Church from a big area in Atlanta. Obviously, a lot of athletes coming out of there. He was drafted in the sixth round, he was drafted in the 18th round. His best friend was drafted in the sixth. The 0-2 pitch is at the knees, or 0-1 pitch to make it 0-2, is at the knees for a strike. His best friend, Lawrence Butler from Atlanta, actually plays in the Texas League. The 0-2 pitch also at the knees, dots it up on the slider, back-to-back strikeouts. One looking, one swinging. Both on the breaking ball, and there's two down. Lawrence Butler drafted in the sixth round, the same or 1 year ahead of Mark Church. Went to different high schools, but grew up playing travel ball and just close friends. He plays for Midland in the Texas League. Mark Church into the wind to face Robbie Tenerowitz. First pitch, Tenerowitz taking all the way. It's a strike. And Lawrence Butler coming into this week, leading Midland in hits, one of their best players, and Frisco goes on the road to Midland, our upcoming road trip, first to Amarillo, but then Midland, and so Zach Bigley will have the call when Mark Church potentially faces his best friend in Midland a couple weeks from now. The 0-1 to Tenerowitz, again taken, again a strike. Mark Church loses the hat with the wind playing a factor, as are the dreadlocks.
Wind's playing a factor up here, too.
Losing papers
blowing all around. The place.
No balls, two strikes, and two down in the seventh inning. Mark Church trying to go 1-2-3. The two-strike pitch from Church. He swung on and missed. Elevated fastball. Church strikes out the side in order and gets the top hitter in the league to strike out on three pitches. Mark Church cruises in impressive fashion. And we head to the bottom of the seventh. Time to stretch. It's Arkansas 2, Frisco 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Baseball is a game for the keen-minded, and that's especially true at Riders Field on May 13th for STEM Night. Partnered with Allen ISD Night, local STEM teams will be showcasing projects in robotics and more. Plus, community partners from Huntington Learning Center, Mathnasium, and McGraw-Hill will be at the ballpark helping put on a great night and spotlighting our future community leaders. It's a STEM Around the Bases experience on May 13th. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's top portion of the order for the Frisco Rough Riders in the home seventh. 2-1 deficit for Frisco. New pitcher is Steven Kolak to face Luis Angel Acuna, followed by Dio Arias, Dustin Harris. Seventh inning, down a run. First pitch to Acuna is over the outer half for a strike. And it's 0-1 from Steven Kolak. Has not allowed an earned run yet in 5 2/3 innings. The one-strike pitch from Steven is inside. Gets Acuna to jump out of the way of it and back up. Kolak went just under two innings and earned the win 4 days ago, the opening day of this series. Struck out four. The 1-1 to Acuna is taken belt high, just above the zone, in fact, at ball two. No hits allowed by Kolak here at Riders Field on Tuesday. Faced five batters, struck four of them out.
We talked about Eric Dorton, the Rough Riders hitting coach last year, is in the building again.
2-1 pitch, fouled away.
And in our talk with him a couple days ago, he mentioned Steven Kolak and said, man, what a decision for them to turn him from a starter to a bullpen guy. And he said he was nasty, looked completely different than what we saw a year ago. Really effective out of the bullpen.
Two balls, two strikes to Luis Angel Acuna. Takes a hack at it. High bouncer to first. Good pick by Robbie Tenorowicz on the second hop. He takes a look at Luis Angel Acuna as he retires him, stepping on the bag for the unassisted putout. Brings up Dio Arias with a 2-1 ball game, Arkansas in front. In the seventh inning, nobody on, one down.
I got a question for you, Josh.
I got an answer. It's probably not right, but go ahead.
What do you think about American League or National League specific records versus Major League Baseball records? Do you understand?
Like individual, like most home runs sort of thing, or what do you mean?
Yeah, like saying, you know, Aaron Judge has the American League home run record.
I think it's similar to NBA Western Conference, Eastern Conference. I mean, you split up 15, you know, teams, or 16 teams in the NBA's case. First pitch to Arias is a strike. It matters more in baseball because there's less interleague play traditionally. Obviously, that's changing this year with more cross-league play.
Yeah.
I've always thought it's kind of funny you don't have an MLB MVP. I've always would have liked to name one.
Yeah.
Arias takes an 0-1 pitch for a strike. It's the one league where you don't have one guy that's the best. You have two, which is, it's cool, and it's just different. What do you think? Here's the 0-2. I'll ask you after. Arias takes it outside. One ball and two strikes.
I think the MLB record, obviously, is the better of the two records. And I think I wish it would be, you know, he's the third player to do this in Major League history, or he's the first in the American League. I think it's always kind of weird.
1-2 to Arias. Below the knees, 2-2.
Because to... Especially nowadays. In the old days, like you said, it makes sense. Yeah. Nowadays, there is literally no difference between the American League and the National League. They play each other the same amount of times. You see everybody every 2 years at home and on the road.
A 2-2 to Arias. A check swing. Did he go around? No. The at-bat continues. It's a full count with one out and nobody on.
The reason I ask is because, I mean, all this stuff coming about Adolis Garcia and his crazy night with the Rangers tonight, he's the first player in American League history with three homers and two doubles in a game.
Arias cracks one on the ground. A roller into the glove of Hoover. The second baseman stands up with it, throws in time to first, and puts away Arias. Two down, nobody on. Next batter is Dustin Harris in a one-run deficit for Frisco in the seventh inning.
But then it's like, it's kind of a luck thing, right? Just a factor of luck that he's in the American League and not in the National League, so he set the record.
Yeah, I mean, the Aaron Judge home run thing is a good example because it was so significant, but he wasn't all that close to the single-season MLB. Harris takes the first pitch at the belt buckle, strike one. So, like you said about statistics, an American League-only record matters some, not all, you know, like it's a stat. Second pitch to Harris is also a strike. It's nothing and two.
And stats should always be used to help arguments about a game or a record or something, not make that argument.
Well, if it's for me, if it's for you, then they should hinder your argument. The 0-2 pitch swung on and missed, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Steven Kolak. Really nasty pitching all week long for the reliever. He strikes out five in his appearances at Riders Field. Of the eight batters he has faced, none of whom have gotten a hit or walked. 1-2-3 inning in the seventh. It's 2-1 Arkansas onto the eighth. Mark Church returns on the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This year, kids can help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their best artwork by April 24th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Riders Field. So glad that you're joining us here on the Riders Baseball Network. Voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley to my left. I'm Josh Warden. The eighth inning begins with Mark Church on the hill, a 2-1 lead for Arkansas. And Robert Perez Jr. is coming to the plate, the 22-year-old Venezuelan. Will be followed by Isaiah Gilliam and Josh Morgan here in the eighth inning. Right-hand hitter, right-hand pitcher, one-run lead for Arkansas. First pitch of the eighth inning is taken low for a ball. It's April 22nd, 2023. Early season, September 17th is a long ways away. That's the regular season finale, but it's going to be here in no time. A 1-0 pitch is swung on, hit hard down the left field line, hooking foul, and it lands foul by about 4 feet into the corner for strike one on Robert Perez Jr. Under 5 months away from this regular season finale. We could be playing in the championship series right about now, 5 months from now, which is both a long time and yet not at all. It feels like not long ago, I'm sure, for you, Zach. The Frisco is dogpiling September 27th of last year to win the Texas League championship. 1-1 to Perez is swung on and tapped at the plate, foul, two strikes on Perez.
A night that I'll never forget, and a night that a lot of these guys still on the field will never forget as well. A lot of the team back this year.
A lot of returners, 21 of them. A 1-2 pitch from Church is yanked outside, two balls and two strikes from the slider. April 22nd as we stand now. On this date in baseball history, it was 10 years ago, Albert Pujols hit his 500th home run. April 22nd. Actually hit 499 and 500, same game. 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Mark Church strikes out another man. He struck out the side in order last inning. He picks up where he left off. Four straight strikeouts to begin his relief performance. And there's one down in the eighth inning.
That slider is so good. It's a really tight slider for Churchy. He throws the fastball 97, 98 miles an hour, and he'll throw the slider in the upper 80s and even in the lower 90s. So it almost looks kind of like a cutter, and it plays so well off that fastball. Really tough to pick up for a hitter.
First pitch to Gilliam is down the middle on the fastball for his strike. He's got that ice-cold blue glove. Looks so good. He had the icy white glove at Media Day, and I said, they don't let you wear that to you, and they don't. The 0-1 from Church is outside of the fastball. It's this blank white glove that obviously looks way too much like a baseball. There's no way that's allowed, but he'll play catch with it, that sort of thing. This one looks about as flashy, about as cool, and it's allowed. It's legal. The 1-1 is swung on, ground ball foul, first base side.
He also has an all-red one that he uses in practice, so he's got the red, white, and blue.
So patriotic. Churchy does it all. Facing Isaiah Gilliam, who's got a hit and a walk and a strikeout today. One ball, two strikes, one out, nobody on. Churchy slowly into the line. The 1-2 is outside.
I like how you were thinking patriotic. I was thinking, oh, they're Rangers colors.
Both are true. Maybe just the Rangers are patriotic. We're both right.
Absolutely.
We can be on the same team. Two balls, two strikes, one away. A 2-1 lead for the Travs in the eighth inning. The 2-2 pitch from Mark Church pauses in the windup, deals high, ball three. Going a little bit of Johnny Cueto there. Not full Cueto, but just a little step back. I'm just going to stop here for a second. Okay, now I'm going to come home. This time quicker through the wind. The 3-2 pitch swung on, fouled away again. First base side, and that went into the tarp down the right field side. And that ball is into the abyss. Someone's going to find that when we pull the tarp out next time and say, oh, yeah, that's where that baseball went.
Next time, we're never pulling the tarp again.
That's right. Not till next year. The 3-2. Gilliam takes inside, and the first base runner off of Mark Church today. It's a full count walk. Josh Morgan, the batter. One on and one out for Arkansas, trying to extend their one-run lead. They only have four hits today, but Frisco with just three of their own. Arkansas, in fact, has the top two guys in the Texas League in batting average. One of them, however, has not played since leaving the game on Tuesday. Spencer Packard hitting .441. First pitch to Josh Morgan under the glove of David Garcia. Skips off the backstop and comes back to him, but still no chance to get Gilliam, who scoots to second base on what will be ruled a wild pitch. It's ball one to Josh Morgan, 1-0. Of course, Robbie Tanerowitz is the leader in batting average at .457. He's healthy and has homered today. That's the difference in this 2-1 ball game.
I think they got crossed up on that. It looked like he just whiffed on the pitch outside. It was a 95-mile-an-hour fastball.
There's only two pitches he throws, so the signs you'd think would be a little easy, but still, with changing signs and signals, and even one finger for fastball, two fingers for slider, it gets more complicated than that. So a mound visit, they chat about it, get on the same page, and we're good to go. One-run lead for Arkansas. Church comes set facing David Garcia, his battery mate. 1-0 pitch, grounded up the middle. It gets through. It'll score a run. Gilliam around third. He comes home, steps on the plate. It's a 3-1 Arkansas lead in the eighth inning. RBI single for Josh Morgan, his first hit of the ball game and of the series, his first game of the series. It's a single up the middle. To bring home his teammate Gilliam, brings up Matt Scheffler. 3-1 lead for the Travelers, top of the eighth. And after Mark Church struck out the first four guys he faced, a walk, a wild pitch, and a single, scores a run. Church comes home to Matt Scheffler and fires the fastball for a strike. It's a bit of a frustrating deficit of two runs because the two innings that Arkansas scored in most recently to break the 1-1 tie were both, you sort of play the what-if game of it just gone a little differently. The 0-1 pitch is at the belt for a strike. It was that sliding play in left field. Dustin Harris had a chance on the leadoff man. Isaiah Gilliam popped up to shallow left. A tough play for Harris, certainly not an error, but a great play would have gotten him out. Gilliam ended up scoring that inning on a blooper RBI, gave him the lead. The 0-2 pitch is Scheffler swung on and foul tap behind home plate. And in this inning, four straight strikeouts, but then a walk, and then the cross-up, that advanced him a second, and then he wouldn't have scored on that single without advancing on the wild pitch, and that's why Arkansas gets an insurance run. Nothing and two from Mark Church, looking for out number two. The runner's going. Church steps off, throws his second, got him in a pickle. It's to JC with the ball, throws back to Tanaloo, and did he get out of the way? He went out of the base path. And Josh Morgan is out. He tried to pick up a stolen base off Mark Church, who stepped off in time, threw to second base. Good idea. Heads up look from Church, who is unfazed by the sprinting Josh Morgan. Easy to commit a balk in that scenario, but Church calmly stepped off, got him in a pickle, and records out number two.
And so often you see pitchers step off and then throw wildly there when it's that easy throw right back to the bag, but really nice job. You put it right onto the body of Sujacy, and then it's just a routine pickle from that point.
It's a 1-4-3 putout. Nothing and two to Matt Scheffler. Church could face one over the minimum here in this inning. The 0-2 pitch to Scheffler is taken high for a ball. Frisco will head to Amarillo next week. Still have a Sunday home game tomorrow. It's Kids Sunday Fun Day. 4 o'clock tomorrow with Jack Leiter on the mound. It's Rolander Baroa. The 1-2 pitch to Scheffler is just inside and maybe a bit high. And ball two. Two outs, nobody on. Arkansas up by two. It's a 2-week road trip, first such jaunt around the Lone Star State. Amarillo and Midland coming up. The 2-2 pitch to Scheffler is high, ball three. 3-2 to the catcher who came in hitting 300. And now has four hits in this series. He is 4 for 11. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Churchy winds, deals, a slider swung on and missed. Struck out 5 here in 2 innings for Mark Church. But a 1-out walk came back to bite him. An RBI single up the middle gives Arkansas a 2-run lead. It's 3-1 onto the bottom of the 8th inning from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the man with the only RBI today for Frisco steps to the plate, Thomas Sejasi, in a 3-1 ball game, Arkansas in front, 8th inning. Stephen Kolak fires a strike, and it's nothing and one on Thomas Sejasi. He tied the game in the first inning, 1-1. Arkansas has added 2 runs since. The 0-1 to Sejasi is lifted high and pretty deep to right center field. Kerwer running over to the gap. It's called off by Perez. He looks up, makes the catch, and puts away Thomas Sejasi. One down, Nick Tanelu, the batter. He'll be followed by Trevor Hover here in the 8th inning against the hard-throwing Stephen Kolak. Well, in Major League Baseball, we said Texas won today in big fashion over Oakland. The Tampa Bay Rays also winning today to beat Chicago. The White Sox, you get to 17-3. On the season, Tampa Bay with the best record. Tanelu's first pitch to him is a strike. 20 games in, they've hit a homer in every game. And that ties the record for most games in a row to start a season with a home run for any team. The 0-1 to Tanelu, similar spot, also a strike. The team they tied with is the legendary, bashing, idiosyncratic 2019 Seattle Mariners in all of their glory.
What a team.
Missed the playoffs badly that year. The 0-2 to Tanelu is high for a ball. 18th straight year that Seattle missed the playoffs. 93 losses that year. But don't worry, they would break the streak just a couple years later. 1-2 to Nick Tanelu. Swings and fouls it into the netting, first base side. And remains a 1-2 count to Tanelu.
That was the 2019 season when the Yankees and the Twins set the record for most home runs in a season. Twins ended up with the record.
Wow. But the Mariners got it all started. A 1-2 to Tanelu, fouled again down the right field side. 20 games in a row with a home run to start the year. Daniel Vogelback and company on that team. And Scott Service was the manager building that franchise in the AL West. Tough team. Texas Rangers have a tough road in the AL West. It's a really good division over the years. 1-2 pitch is inside. And with Seattle pretty darn good now. Of course, the Astros. But, hey, the Rangers are really solid themselves in first place currently in the AL West. It'll be pretty fun to see that race over the course of this summer. 2-2 the count to Tanelu with the bases empty. He takes high and away. It's a full count from Stephen Kolak. Frisco just trying to get some runners aboard against Kolak, who has been unhittable, untouchable in his two relief appearances so far. Four innings together, no base runners. The 3-2 pitch is inside, hit Tanalu, and he's injured. Came inside at 93 miles an hour and hit him in the torso area. Maybe blocked it with his hand or arm, but it was up near his chest, and it hit him on the finger, back of the hand. I think his left hand on the handle of the bat. It would have hit his sternum if it didn't hit his hand.
And your immediate thought is the hamate bone. That's a bone in the hand.
Yeah.
And that gets broken so often in baseball and hit by pitches. And Ichi Takazawa, the Rough Riders trainer, is walking him down the line and says he's good to go.
So Nick Tanalu will stay in on a hit by pitch. The second hit batter today that Frisco has endured. Trevor Hover is the other, and he's at the plate now.
It's never fun getting hit by a pitch, but getting hit by a pitch with three balls, ugh.
Yeah, I'm going to be on anyways.
Yeah.
Just throw it outside or something.
Come on.
Hover to the plate, representing the tying run with one out in the eighth inning. First pitch to him is outside. Hover has reached base by three different methods. He struck out on a drop third strike he reached, got hit by a pitch, and has walked. Get a base in, he'll find a fourth way to do it. The 3-2 pitch to Trevor Hover. He thought about swinging, holds back. And strike one on Trevor Hover.
Josh, quick note on that 2019 Minnesota Twins team. The home run record by that team.
1-1 from Stephen Kolek after a long pause. Now he deals. It's outside on the two-seamer, ball two.
So Nelson Cruz led the team with 41 homers. They had five guys with 30 home runs. They had eight with 20 or more home runs. And they had 11 with double digits.
That's crazy. 2-1 the count to Hover. He takes over the plate. And at the knees, strike two. Two balls, two strikes.
They hit 307 home runs.
I can't even count that high. Runner at first for I can't cut. 2-2 pitch to Hover is inside, full count. Three balls and two strikes to the left-hand hitting Arizona State product and right fielder today.
It's an Oregon State education for you.
Hey now. Hey now. The 3-2 to Hover is outside, ball four. Two runners aboard for Frisco. Back-to-back players reach on Stephen Kolek, who had not allowed a base runner to the Rough Riders in his four innings thus far. And now Jax Biggers to the plate. Three innings in total, I should say. Kolek in relief has pitched really well. No earned runs yet this season. Jax Biggers is next. Two runners aboard. Two-run deficit for the Rough Riders. It's the Arkansas Travelers. Mariners affiliate. Talking about the 2019 team. How about last year and this year with Julio Rodriguez, who is a former Traveler, 2021. In fact, he played here at Riders Field 10 games here in Frisco. Julio Rodriguez made an appearance before his 2022 AL Rookie of the Year honors. Jax Biggers steps in, two aboard for Frisco with one out. Stephen Kolek deals a fly ball left field side, foul into the eighth row of the stands. And strike one on Jax Biggers.
He homered here.
Had a series where he had nine hits in six games at over 400. And never played at AAA. Feel bad for Tacoma. Never got to see Julio.
That homer was off position player, though.
0-1 pitch to Biggers is chopped foul. First base side. It's nothing and two on Jax.
2021 Rough Riders position player, Isaias Quiroz. He came in to pitch in the second game of a doubleheader. The Rough Riders ran out of pitchers, and so he had to pitch in a four-run game, and he gave up a homer to Julio Rodriguez off the in-touch home run terrace and left.
Now in 2023, it's Jax Biggers trying to get on base here with one out. He's behind 0-2. The pitch takes a swing and miss. Two down here in the eighth inning, and it's up to David Garcia. Frisco's had chances this ball game. They stranded two in the first inning, stranded two in the second, stranded one in scoring position in the third, stranded two in the fifth, two in the sixth. They've stranded nine today. David Garcia to the plate, 0-for-3 today. Came in hitting 350 with a really good series. 5 hits coming in, but none today. 2 aboard for David. First pitch, he goes 3/4 the way around. On a pitch that was maybe on the outer half of the plate. Strike 1 on the Venezuelan. 2 aboard for Frisco. Trying to come back to tie here this inning, or at least scratch for a run. 3-1 deficit. A 1 strike pitch. Garcia takes the slider and fouls it towards the Frisco bullpen. And lands near Alex Spies and the relievers out there, none of whom are currently warming up. Unless somebody's already hot and ready to go, looks like Mark Church could come out for another inning. I do see Tristan Pauly wearing his jersey walking around.
He was just throwing a second ago.
I think Tristan's probably ready for the next inning already. 2 outs, 0-2 the count to Garcia, down and in. And ball 1 to David. Top of the order awaiting. Helen Strom is on deck.
And 110 is loosening their closer, so could possibly be a situation if Garcia gets aboard here.
The 1-2 pitch is high and away, ball 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 on for Frisco. If they have to face 110 next inning, down by at least 2, it'll be difficult. He's the only player on either roster with a save this season. Frisco doesn't have one at all. Arkansas got their first this week. It was 10 on Tuesday. The 2-2 pitch to David Garcia. Swings, a little looper, third base side, tailing foul. It'll get near the seats and land on the warning track. Bounce into the fourth row. And a foul ball for David Garcia. We'll do it over again. Frisco catchers have been good this series. Capers, Scott Capers, had 2 hits on Wednesday and a sack fly yesterday for the only run. He leads the team with 10 runs as a catcher, and he only plays every other day, and he scored the most runs. And then David Garcia with 5 hits this series and 3 RBIs. Good production for the backstops for Frisco, but not yet today. 0-3. Maybe it'll change here. 2 aboard for Frisco. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The righty deals. It swung on and fouled away again. Both teams with a run in the first. And Frisco with 6 zeros since then. Would like to avoid a 7th straight goose egg on the board. Arkansas has played it a couple single run innings since then. 3-1 Travelers. The 2-2 pitch, Garcia takes away, not close. And ball 3 from Stephen Kolek.
Great at bat. Making him work.
Stephen Kolek will throw his 40th pitch. On a payoff offering. Here it comes. It is taken at the belt. Strike 3 looking. David Garcia takes a peek back at Sean Sparling. Doesn't seem to say a whole lot to Sean. Whatever he is saying isn't very angry at the moment, but he just walks off and the inning is over. 2 strikeouts to close the inning. Stephen Kolek pitches another scoreless frame. He's still not allowed an earned run this season. We head to the 9th. It's Tristan Pauly coming in. Frisco trails by 2. Zach Bigley on the call to bring us home after this on the Writers Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others. Sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
It's time for the top of the 9th on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We'll be right back.
On a chilly night in Frisco, Texas, the Rough Riders and Travelers go to the top of the ninth inning, and Tristan Pauley takes over. Rough Riders a 3-1 deficit. Pauley, one of three Rough Riders relievers to not have allowed a run this year. Theo McDowell and Mark Church each allow a tally out of the bullpen. And now it's Tristan Pauley, the left-hander, the 26-year-old, 6-foot, 190-pounder out of Indianapolis, Indiana. 2019 selection in the 16th round by the Rangers out of Indiana State. Lives in Indianapolis. And he faces Connor Hoover, who's walked three times and three times up today. Pauley from the stretch, he offers in the first. It's off the outside corner, misses, and it's one ball and no strikes. Well, the left-hander this year, four innings, he hasn't allowed a hit or a run. The only batter who has reached against him was a hit batter. He struck out three. The 1-0. Ground ball out to second. So JC down to one knee. He fields, flicks sidearm to first base, and it's in time. One down in the ninth, and here's Riley Unruh.
Number three, Riley Unruh.
Unruh has struck out three times today. 3-1 our score. Arkansas out in front, top of the ninth. The Rough Riders will have the top of the order due up in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Right now, needing two to tie and three to win it. Pauley's pitch. Rip and a miss. First pitch breaking offering, and it's 0-1. Unruh entered this series 3-for-8, including a double, a couple walks. The 0-1 pitch. This is just high of the zone. One ball and one strike. The three strikeouts today has certainly not been a great look for him. He began the series with a couple strikeouts as well in his first appearance in Game 1, coming in for the injured Spencer Packard. The 1-2 pitch. High and inside. And it's two balls and one strike. Wind continues to blow. It was 17-mile-an-hour winds when we first began tonight. Pauley, the 2-1. A fly ball into shallow left field. Harris coming in, and he makes the chest-high catch. A line out to left field for Riley Unruh. And there are two outs in the ninth inning for Tanner Kerwer. This has been what Tristan Pauley's been doing all season so far, is getting weak contact. He's been very effective. He leans in, has his sign from Garcia, who sets up off the outside corner. And the pitch on the way. Ground ball, third base side. Biggers backs up on it and fields in foul territory. It's a foul ball. 0-1. Kerwer's 0-for-3. He's reached in 12 of 13 games this year. Came in hitting .326, but the only time he's found his way at first base was because of a throwing error by the pitcher Ryan Garcia, who started this game. Garcia went four innings in his start, allowing one run on two hits. Then Theo McDowell threw two innings. Mark Church threw two innings, and now it's Tristan Pauley's turn here in the ninth. He sets and rocks in the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good offering at the bottom of the zone. And it's 0-2. Pauley looks in once again. He's ready from the stretch. 0-2 on Kerwer. Two outs, bases clear, and time called. Pitch clock violation on Pauley. It's one ball and two strikes. They are really cracking down on that in this ballgame.
Well, he still threw that pitch, which is understandable. He was just going into his motion. But the home plate umpire, Sean Sparling, came out of the box, and then Pauley's pitch almost hit him in the ankles. Not intentionally, but that was a scary moment.
Pauley, the 1-2. There's a fly ball into shallow right center field. Now Strom backing up a little bit into the alley, and he's under it to make the catch. So a 1-2-3 inning, pitch clock violation and all for Tristan Pauley. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Here we go into the bottom half of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders trail 3-1. They need 2 to tie and 3 to win it on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
Baseball may be a game with an extensive history, but on July 9th at Riders Field, we celebrate something that goes back even further, a lot further. Join us Sunday, July 9th for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company. Fans can explore a world hundreds of millions of years old with animatronic dinosaurs and Mesozoic era themes. Kids can participate in a fossil dig by the playgrounds, and there'll be plenty of photo ops for everyone who comes out to catch the game. Get your tickets for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company on July 9th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here we go to the bottom half of the ninth inning, and the Rough Riders will face 1-10 with the top of the order trailing 3-1. Frisco has not had a walk-off win this season. And not only that, but they have not had more than one come-from-behind win this year. Their first one came in Game 2 of this series. That was their first come-from-behind win of the season. They trailed by 2 in the second inning in that game. The first pitch to Kellen Strom is a fastball in the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Juan Ten is the fourth pitcher used today by the Arkansas Travelers. He's ready from the stretch, and he fires. That misses off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. 10, a 23-year-old, 6'1", 200-pounder out of the Dominican Republic. He's part of the Mariners' top 30 prospects, according to MLB.com. The pitch. Check swing. Just off the outside corner. He was able to hold upon appeal, and it's 2-1. Juan 10 checks in as the 23rd best prospect in the organization. He stretches and offers home. Fouled straight back. 2-2 on Strong. Fifth appearance on the season for 10. 4 innings. He's allowed 3 runs, 2 earned. He struck out 6. And walked 3. Got some excited kids tonight. Here's the stretch. And the 2-2. In the air, out to right field. Perez coming in and now stops in his tracks and makes the catch. Strom hit it hard, but right at Robert Perez Jr. And there's one away in the ninth inning. Luis Angel Acuna makes his way to the plate. Acuna, 1-3. He's singled in the first. Here's the stretch and the pitch. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. A.J. Puckett would be in line for the victory. Here's the stretch and the offering. Ground ball up the middle. The second baseman, Hoover, backhands. Long throw to first is in time on the shortstop side of the second base bag. He makes the play, and there are two outs. Strong play by Connor Hoover, and Dio Edias steps in. Final hope for the Rough Riders tonight. One for three with a single back in the third. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. On the Rough Riders over the last two nights have been held to a combined two runs on seven hits after scoring 22 combined runs in their previous two games. The pitch off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. That was on a combined 24 hits. And the offense has been tamped down a little bit. The 1-1. Edia swings and misses, and it's 1-2, and the Rough Riders are down to their final strike. An opportunity for a comeback with two outs and two strikes now. The pitch on the way. Low and away. And it's two balls and two strikes. Three runs, five hits, no errors for the Travs. Rough Riders a run on three hits and one error. 10 ready from the stretch in the 2-2. Low and away, three balls and two strikes. We'll have the series finale for you tomorrow at 4:05. First pitch with Jack Leiter on the mound. Perlander Baroa on the other side for Arkansas. 3-2. Ground ball chopped to the left side, fielded by Morgan. He pirouettes, fires on to first, and it's in time for the final out of the game. The Rough Riders fall tonight by a final score of 3-1 to the Arkansas Travelers. They drop their second consecutive ball game, and they are held to just two runs in their last two ball games combined. Rough Riders fall to 7-7. Arkansas improves to 10-4, the best record in the Texas League. Josh Wharton will have the postgame show for you next here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The ballpark is always a place for invigorating sights and sounds, and that's even more true on May 19th for Zoo Night with the Dallas Zoo. Come out for a Rough Riders game and meet animal ambassadors from the Dallas Zoo and a variety of animals, one of which will throw out the first pitch. Check out the Roadhouse Pavilion during the game to meet with the animal ambassadors and their companions from the Dallas Zoo. Animal lovers, get your tickets for May 19th now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, a close game. Pretty good pitcher's duel between Frisco and Arkansas today. It goes the latter's way. The Travelers win this one by a final score of 3-1. Kids run the bases after Saturday. So does Brooks, the team dog. He's rounding third and will come home. Something that Frisco did just one time today, scoring in the first inning, and then never did get a run home since then. An RBI blooper single by Thomas Ajayi, less than 70 miles an hour off the bat, and it did the job, a two-out single for Thomas. After Kellen Strom had led off this game with a walk, Luis Angel Acuna singled on an infield base hit. Thomas Ajayi singled. Later on, following two strikeouts, really good work for Brian Wu. Struck out two in a row, did give up that bloop single for an RBI, and then never did give up another run. Now, Brian Wu ended up getting a pretty decent start, probably his best one so far. Four innings, just one run allowed, two walks, and seven strikeouts today for the right-hander. He does not earn the win, having gone just four innings. That will be given to A.J. Puckett, although he did walk four in two innings but did not allow a run. Steven Kolek and Juan Ten paired up for three more innings out of the pen and did not allow any runs. For Frisco offensively, just three hits in the ballgame. Acuna, Arias, and Sejasi had the three. There were no extra base hits in this ballgame for Frisco. Just those three singles. They did walk seven times, and the bulk of those ended up just being runners stranded on. Kellen Strom did walk and score, but again, that was it. Just one run in the ballgame. Pitching-wise for Frisco, it started out with a pretty decent start for Ryan Garcia. Four innings and allowed just two hits. He did walk three and started to struggle a little bit with command towards the latter portion of his start, but he limited damage and only allowed one run. It was a solo home run, in fact, in the first inning, and calmed down from there. He struck out four in four innings, was followed by Theo McDowell, who went two decent innings but did allow a couple soft contact singles, and one run came home. That was the go-ahead run, and so Theo McDowell will be handed the loss. Mark Church went two innings looking pretty solid, although one run did come home off of Churchy. And Tristan Pauly pitched an effective ninth inning to keep it close at 3-1. But Frisco went down in order in the bottom of the ninth inning and fell to the Arkansas Travelers. Final score 3-1. We'll take one really quick break, come back to look around the Texas League, look forward tomorrow, and wrap things up for Writers Field. This is Writers Baseball on the Writers Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Get your golf on April 20th.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, two free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Looking forward to see Jack Leiter tomorrow on the hill for the Frisco Rough Riders. Jack, who pitched decently on Tuesday, got the start in game one of this series, did give up a couple home runs on fastballs low in the zone. He's trying to work on getting that fastball elevated, using the breaking stuff to his advantage. Hasn't quite put it all together yet, but perhaps tomorrow will be a step in the right direction for the right-hander out of Vanderbilt. Same pitching matchup as Tuesday when Arkansas claimed victory in that ballgame 5-2. It's Perlander Baroa on the hill, one of the top prospects in the Mariners organization, going for Arkansas as they try to close out the series on a Sunday affair. It's 4:05 tomorrow. Going on in the Sunday game, final game of the homestand, and it's the final game that Frisco will have here at Riders Field for some time. A two-week road trip coming up. Amarillo for six games, and then Midland for six games. Won't be back until May, and so hope to see you out at the ballpark tomorrow. Last chance to see an April home game at Riders Field. Take a look around the Texas League, and every game is now final. This one was just about the longest, it looked like. Actually, pardon me, there's one game in extra innings. Tie score between San Antonio and Corpus Christi, 6-6 in Corpus in the 10th inning. Other than that, every game went nine innings and is over. Arkansas and Frisco, a 3-1 win for the Travelers. A one-run win for Wichita. They win on the road 4-3 over Tulsa. Northwest Arkansas hosts Amarillo, beats them 5-0. So Frisco, although they did lose today, remains tied for first in the Southern Division at 7-7. And Midland defeats Springfield 4-2 is the final score there. Frisco is 7-7. Arkansas is the first team in AA to reach 10 wins. They might be tied for first. Portland in the Eastern League and Montgomery in the Southern League also had 9 wins entering today. But Arkansas, 10 wins now. They're 10-4. And pretty good start to the season for Mike Freeman's crew, the first-year skipper for the AA affiliate of the Mariners. Well, that's going to do it for us here on this Saturday evening affair. So glad that you're with us and have joined today. Come back tomorrow for 9 more innings of Frisco baseball. We say goodbye here in the Saturday evening at 10:05 p.m. on a beautiful evening, albeit a bit chilly, but it was pleasant and enjoyable here in Collin County. Talk to you tomorrow. Pregame show at 3:50, first pitch at 4:05 with Jack Leiter taking the hill as Frisco tries to get back over 500 here in 2023. My thanks to Zach Bigley here with the Rough Riders, voice of the Rough Riders. I'm Josh Warden. Signing off until tomorrow, 4:05 first pitch right here from Riders Field. Until then, so long, everybody, and go Rough Riders.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!